Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Jungle, everybody, Saturday night. Grudge Inc., what's happening out there in Grudge World? Got some things to get to real quick before we get open up all the mics. I want to go ahead real quick and bring in Mato, my boy, my Vega loving boy. What's up, Tyson?
It's the champ.
Tyson, you there, Daddy O?
Open my damn mic. What's up, KO? What's happening, fellas? What's going on? Tell me something good.
Nothing now. I gotta tell you, but before we get going, Kev, you there, babe? Kev.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. Can you hear me? I'm here.
Oh, there you are. So listen, man, I gotta tell you guys what happened here, man. This is gonna be hysterical. Well, first, real quick, before I get to the stupid shit I did, I heard Trigger Man was in a bad accident last night.
Say Trigger Man?
I hope he's doing all right. I didn't know if anybody, you know, I caught the info late, and. Don't know too much about it. I heard the car was gone. I haven't had any updates on him. I just hope he's doing well and I don't know exactly what happened. But
I hope we're all right.
Yeah, man. If anybody knows anything or can give us a shout and let us know, man. You know, like I said,
he's good. Slouch talked to him, I think it said Slouch talked to him today. No, Uncle Larry talked to him, I believe. And he's doing good today. Don't quote me this, but they said the car was total, so let's thank God that he walked out the car and safe. That's what I said, you know, he's good. They said he's in good spirits. He was helping Tony race today where they're racing at today.
Oh, good deal, man. That's always good to know. And listen, man, I gotta give this guy a shout out too, man. Right, he helped me out huge yesterday. His name's Freddie Bueno out here. He's got Freddie's Fabrication out here in Cali, and he's got a badass. He's got a badass 8.85 Nova. And I got to tell you why I needed his assistance. I was supposed to be in Vegas this weekend racing, and believe it or not, last weekend they told us it was going to be about 105, 110-ish out there. It's 87 right. degrees out there, and it's raining.
Wow.
So the race out there is on the U.S. Stream, that live stream. And so maybe I didn't miss much. But here, I got to tell you, the bonehead, I mean, I should have freaking known better, but you know what? It's just me being an idiot. So I got the car jacked up. I changed the gear in the car. And getting ready for the race this weekend so we could run the sucker just straight out the back and have a great time. And, you know, it's like, get the third member, putting the third member in, man, it just fell right in. Boom. Tightened it up, put the axles in. Everything was just like clockwork. I was like, yeah, this is going to be nothing. Going to come taking the car off the jack man. So I'll go ahead and drop the back end down, no problem.
Uh-huh.
And I go to the front end of the car, and I have some wood that I jack the car up with. And
what?
I got the car, got the jack stands out the front, and I'm getting ready to lower it down, and my cell phone's in my pocket, and it rings, but I have it on ring and vibrate, and I jumped a little bit when it vibrated. And turn the hydraulic thing where it came down too quick. The wood shot out, hit my oil pan, put a nice big dent. I'm like, oh God, please don't hurt nothing. So I had my son crank over the car, and I had my hand on the oil pan. And once you know it, man, that crank journal is just rubbing on the oil pan. And I'm like, mother, me and my stupidity is just. And so I'm thinking. I knew the other foot had to drop, man, because things were going too easy with the car, getting ready to go racing this weekend. So my boy, Freddie Bueno, he says, you know what, dude, bring the car to me. I'll fix it. Don't worry. I think the oil pan out. He goes underneath the car. He welds the tab onto the oil pan. And then
pull it
and
out.
Then, and he pulls it away. The fire of the away. Car is like... Yeah. And I looked at my buddy Rob. Rob was there with me, Kevin. I told Rob, I'm like, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Okay, so we missed today racing, but you know, we got tomorrow. We'll try to make it out. I was all ready to go, but then we would have got there last night for today's racing, or we got rained out and out of it.
Rained out. How they say things work mysterious ways.
You ain't lying, man. I go to pick up the trailer, bring the trailer home. And every time I step on the brake, the back end wanted to kick out. I'm like, what the heck? So I'm going to get out of the car when I get home, flat tire. It was just like one thing on top of another on top of, like, you know, God don't want me to go racing this week because something's going
to
happen.
They don't want you to go. Yep.
And then shit, that's it rains out there.
that's a telltale sign. When stuff like that happens, that's God telling you, like, man, stay your ass at home.
Yeah, don't go.
Today.
But that's cool because now I'm going to Bakersfield next weekend. They got a race up there. So I'm gonna go up there. And what's good about the car is because I did some things when I first put the car, the big block in the car, and I took it up to Bakersfield. The car wasn't running right, but it was running fast enough to get me my license.
Okay.
So now I fixed it, made those changes, and now I put the gear in it that I need in it. And so now going back to the same track is going to be my telltale on what
so what's
exactly, you know what I mean? It's going to be the
right. You're actually going to see now what's happening.
We'll see the change, and the temperature is probably it'll probably still be the same because you know out here in California, man, it's hot as hell out here. But it's going to be the same, probably give or take a few degrees. It was 95 degrees when I was licensing in Bakersfield. It's probably going to be right around the same, maybe a little less. up there.
Hey.
But at the sea level track too, a couple hundred feet above sea level. So you know, it's going to be
a tuna.
It's
going to
be all right.
Yeah.
So yeah. So at this way, I'm going to know what the car is going to run, make my adjustments from there, and you know, get after it that way.
Okay,
you know what?
Yeah,
I got a really good topic tonight I want to talk about.
Okay.
And I listen to all the other shows, and it's like they mention it. They never talk about this, and we've touched base about it on our show, and I don't know why it is.
Uh huh.
But you keep having these shootouts. In these shootouts, you know, you get an 8-car shootout. Well, they're fun to watch.
Right.
But at a certain point, when does shootout just become class racing?
Well, I look at it, you know, it seemed like it's going back that way. You know, I don't know. You know, I think maybe they did it, doing these shootouts to bring more fans to the track, you know, and, you know, I think that's why, you know, they're doing the shootout so the fans can see, you know, their favorite cars they want to see running.
And Tyson, that's a valid point, brother. I mean, I agree with you 100%. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But here's where I'm going to throw you a curveball.
Uh-huh.
If I got a class car, I can't run in that shootout. Even if I'm on the same tire, I can't run in that shootout. Because I got a class car.
Right.
So I want to know,
about why cars can't get in
it? Well, you know, it just comes down to me. For me, it's like, I mean, having a class car, yeah, you know what the car's going to run. Well, let's be honest. If I'm running a 960 class, my car's going to be going faster than 960. I just dial in the back because it's a class that I know that I can be competitive in.
Right.
That's not saying that my car is a class car.
Right.
I mean, that's it. It may run. It may run 960, but out the back door, the car might run 880.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just choking it down. So,
right.
But my question is,
no, I think he's talking to somebody in the background.
Oh.
I thought I was on mute.
Well, my question is this. Now, and having the shootouts, they're good, man. I love watching them. And I remember when Pink's All Out kind of changed their format and they went to that quick 8.
Right.
They got to see some cars haul ass.
Right.
Some of them cars, and here's what I mean by it. We had I was pitted next to a super comp car. It was the second Pink's All Out that I did. That was in Tucson, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And he was running 901, 906. And then I went out after he made his first pass. I made my pass. And then he went around spread a rumor because he knew that I was all in Vegas. So I don't know why he thought I was getting on the show again. But
uh-huh.
he went around telling everybody it was going to be a 1050 class. So he dialed his car in. His comp car dialed in a 10. They stopped the taping of the show. They had a big meeting in the pits. And Rich says, we are not picking a 1050 class. And I'm just like, I might as well put my car in a trailer because I went 1051.
Right.
So he goes, if we see your car and you're running slower than what we think your car should be running, you're going to be DQ'd. You're going to be so what they did was, and that was the time that they picked a 12-second class to run because they said those are the only guys running all out. And, you know, and that's what I mean. They're sandbaggers in the game. So to have a shootout, and if I have a class car, and my class car, it runs those numbers because that's just a class of racing it. A car's actually quicker.
Right.
Why can't I not still run in that class? Why can't I run in that shootout? Why?
You see, a lot of the guys that do, you know, strictly grudge racing, some of them class cars put up them hell of a numbers, which even though they put up a hell of a number, they might not back that number up at another track, however it may go. But people tend on the picture in their head like, damn, he went 440. So if I race him, everybody think I'm gonna be going 430s. You know what I mean? So
right. That's
what a lot of guys, you know, think in their head, like, you know, if I do knock him off, even though both our cars is dialed down, you know, we holding back to make it up this track, a lot of people not going to be looking at that. They're going to be looking like he knocked off a 430, 440 car, in which that car wasn't going nowhere near that at that day. You know what I mean? So a lot of the grudge guys, it kills their chance of running different guys because, you know, they throwing out the window like, well, we know what you capability can go because you ran such and such, you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm just standing right here.
And that's why a lot of the grudge guys, you know, don't run them. It's a few that run them, you know, Wick, you know, if he can't get a race or if he's somewhere, you know, if he can't get a race, he would try a class car, you know. I think Tony Miles would try a class car, you know, DJ Grant, it's a lot of them will try a class car if they can't get a race and they want a race. But,
right. You
know, and then the class cars, you know, it's a lot of, you know, a lot of sometimes the class cars, they don't have, we got different rules in grudge racing. You know what I mean? Our stuff is like top secret.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't tell, you know, don't nobody, you know, it's like top secret. Some of the class guys get in there and they want to blur out everything, you know. And
right. This
so happened. This is like what happened with the Gangsta Boot. Mississippi Joe ran a class car. They beat him. He came back around in line and posted his time, told him to turn the boards on and post his time up. You know, and that's why a lot of them don't like running them.
Well, I think that if you have a class car coming out to race and he's at a grudge event, he's got to be playing by our rules, you know. And what I mean by that is that, you know, no time shown. You get your time slip. You don't get the other guy's time slip. You don't get none of that stuff. You play by our rules. The thing is, you know, these shootouts are usually what, 8 cars?
I'm seeing them, you know, they've been getting pretty big lately, like 10, 12. They've been getting a big field lately.
But wouldn't it nice to be to see a good, solid 16-car field? You know, to me,
that'd be real nice. That'd be real nice.
You know, and I'm not saying, all I'm saying is that the class cars, they run a number to run that time. So, you know,
right. They
got throttle stops or whatever they're doing, got timing pulled out of it. So whatever they're doing, I don't believe for one second that's what those cars run. And who's to say that car's going to run faster at a track that they haven't been to or maybe an area they have to tune differently for? I mean, there's so many things that go into it. I say get 16 cars, make the pot real big. And, you know, and make the pot big for the winner or runner-up or the semis or however they want to do it, however the promoter wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I think when the promoters probably do throw their race, they probably don't want to mention no class cars because they figure a lot of the Grudge guys ain't gonna show up. You know what I mean? Like Earl Cloud, I ain't gonna be bothered with that. You know what I mean? But my thing is, you know, if you're a true diehard racer, hell, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? If you're a really true diehard racer, and that's the guy you want to get after, and he a class racer, you know, oh well. You know what I mean? Because if you've been around a car, been around racing a long time, everybody pretty much can judge. You can look at a car and judge maybe within a tenth or two how quick that car is. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
if you're a true diehard racer, I wouldn't care about a class car. You know what I'm saying? So what? He posted a number. He can't do that number at this track. I bet he can't do it here. He's at a perfectly prepped track. He's at the best of the best tracks. Post some record-breaking numbers. Come down here where we at. Where we got the same horsepower, but we backing our stuff down, getting up this track. Let's see if you can do the same thing. Play our game now.
Right. And I agree with that. But now, I threw you a curveball a little while ago. Now I'm going to throw you a knuckleball. Now, let me ask you this question. When they have the shootouts for a 28-inch tall tire or a nitrous, no turbos, and no wheelie bars, wouldn't that be considered a class?
Basically, I figure all the shootouts, they put them in a class comparison because they all 28, 29-inch tires, no wheelie bars, you know, a lot of them no turbos. So, yeah, it's basically in a class comparison because you're sitting just like the next man, you know what I mean? So if you're not at your best, if you've been running on 31 10-5Ws, but you want to race, you know what I mean, get in this pot that they're paying out $5,000, you know, you ain't got no choice but to step down to a 29 or a 28. And basically, it's like, you know, it's basically a class race, you know. It's just they don't show no times, you know what I mean?
Right, and I'm cool with it showing no times, man. I don't think they're – all you should go back to old school days where all you had was a wind light that popped on. You know,
right,
that's it.
Right.
So,
that's it.
But I just think, and don't get me wrong, man, I love the shootouts. I just want to see more cars in the shootout. I want to see, you know, a 16 car field. I want to see these guys going balls out. I mean, now I'm talking as a spectator right now. I want to see these guys balls out. I want to see who the baddest motherfucker is here. And,
that's the same
and,
thing I
want
to see.
Can he get all this power down to the track and go, whether he's a class racer or not? Now, now I'm flipping the coin. Now, on the racing side, me personally, I don't care. It's easy for me to say that because I don't have a car that, you know, that's in the shootout. So, yeah, it's simple for me to say that. But, you know, I've done index racing. I've done bracket racing, and I've done the racing where you just put your foot in the floor, and whoever gets the point B first wins.
Wins, right.
And so I just think, I mean, I would love to see a shootout to be here and hear the rules. And I'm not a promoter. I wish I was. I'm learning this stuff as I go. So when I put the race on out here, I'm gonna know. But I'm gonna need some help being held by the hand doing this. I would love to do a shootout out here in California.
Oh yeah.
But my shootout, I want to make it. I want to, as far as making it equal. I want them to come to the line with no wheelie bars. I don't care if they're on a 28. I don't care if they're on a 29. They want to come out on a 26. They want to me, man. I mean. My car sits on 28.
Right.
I've beaten cars on 31.
Right.
There's a lot of cars on 26s that'll whoop my ass. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I think it is? I like to see a race the same way, but it'd be 28, 29, with bars or without. You know what I mean? I want to see a shootout like that.
I like to see.
You know, with bars,
like
without
like
bars, whatever you choose to do.
Yeah.
And who the baddest of the baddest. If you got bars, that's fine. If you don't have bars, that's fine. I want to see who the baddest of the baddest, you know what I'm saying, without no restrictions. You know what I mean?
Whoever
how about
do stuff like this type
that's,
of door.
That's
like
what you take out.
29 and anything under, you know, as far as tire size. Like Taylor said, you got 26, 28. You can get in. I see the thing you guys said about no Willie bars, but I'm like, you guys, I'll get they got a Willie bar or not, you know?
Yeah. But then in the grudge, you know, I see now in the, you know, in the grudge deal, there's like a lot of the class racers. I mean, they've been doing it a long time, so they know the game. You win some, you lose some. In the grudge world, we really can't take that mentality, you know what I mean? Win some, lose some, because everybody want to be on top. Everybody want to have that big name. You want to be that big name. You want to be on top. But it don't work that way all the time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. And I think a lot of guys, I think their pride is too much into it to get out there to lose. Because they got too much pride. They figure they don't spend too much money. So they figure, hey, I'm going to talk my way out of a race, or I'm going to talk the pot up bigger, you know what I mean? And my thing is, hell, get out there, see what happens. The fastest car ain't always the car that's going to win. You know what I mean? That's racing. You win, you lose. Just because you lose, that don't make you no less of a man.
You just got to have
tough skin. And a lot of guys I see in the grudge game, they don't have tough skin. You know what I mean? They don't have that tough skin where, you know, if you do lose, you got people that's going to talk shit. They're going to nag you for a week or two. Okay, after the week or two is over, get back in the ring again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I guarantee you get more respect for getting out there and trying and just sitting on the sideline saying what you're going to do.
Yeah, I agree. Let me get to the phone lines, man, see if we get this. There's some people who hopefully want to chime in on this topic. Let's go. 205-5133. Mike is live. What's this?
Your number one.
What's up, babe?
I'm about to change to a number you might remember. What's going on, Tyson?
What's up, Sleep?
I'm never sure, man, because you know what? It's like, because you had a different number before. I just got to get used to this one. That's all, baby.
Well, you better put it on the board. That way you know it when it's on there, man. I'll be on more times you think I am. Like, sometimes I just like to listen and see if you guys talking about me. And I heard y'all talking about me last week. I said, I'm gonna flip the money at this week so that I'm listening.
Well, I'm glad you called in, man. You know, I'm always glad when you call in. Come on the air and chat with us, man.
Hey, Kevin still on the line?
I'm here.
Hey, Kevin, I need you to give me a call tomorrow, man. I need to ask you about something.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
how's your name going, fellas?
Oh, everything's
all
good, baby.
Sleep. Oh, yeah, pretty busy, man. Pretty busy. You know, hard at work trying to get do this overtime so I can get on my time. But sooner or later, I'm going to be on my time.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Good deal, man.
I was just waiting to see what time my buddy Big Will was going to chime in, man. They got a good race going on at 21 No Limit tomorrow. But it should be a pretty good one.
Yeah, they do got
Aren't they running at 41 tonight?
No, it's tomorrow. So they got a big grudge meet going on tomorrow at No Limit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's Gunny Picks, Big Sam,
The Big Sam, yep, they doing a big thing with them all. I hate it on a Sunday. If they would have it on a Saturday, I'd have changed that, but I can't do that Sunday deal because I got to turn around and be at work early Monday morning. I can't drive all night and be at work all day. That ain't going to work.
Oh, no, that ain't going to work.
But if we could have it on a Saturday, man, I'd have definitely been in attendance, man, because I know it should be a pretty decent turnout. I heard Lil Tony probably be on. Going over there, a few guys in Detroit probably making the trip. I would have loved to been there to see that.
Oh, look, Tony,
yeah. Yeah, he got.
I didn't hear that.
I said, look, Tony, going over there to run.
He going over there to run skin. Look, Tony got a Cherokee, one of them new Cherokees, and he going to run skin with, I think, a Trailblazer or some skin guy over there.
I was telling you supposed to be running a little arm. Was that a Mustang?
Okay.
From Salem Chip.
Oh, okay. Okay. I know.
Now, that's what I was saying. I mean, Big Will's supposed to hope Big Will to get online and give you a little bit more information about on that. So I was talking to Big Will earlier, man. But, yeah, T.O.,
okay.
I just wanted to let you know, man. I ain't giving up on the show, man. I've been with you guys since the beginning. Just because I don't always push the run button, don't think I'm not listening.
Oh, man, I know you're always sneaking around somewhere.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about it, man. I'm just getting on my age and I'm back. Really, I'm out of a dozen of them. I got four of them so far. As soon as I get a dozen, I'll be ready to start talking out.
See what happens. Sleepy them men in that mine and found some gold and ain't telling nobody.
just like my buddy said, Mr. DeGillis, yeah, I ain't got no pressure yet, so I'm just going to stay humble. But when I get some pressure, I'm going to be worse than God.
They sleep, nobody move, nobody get hurt.
Trust me, as soon as I get some pressure, as soon as I get some fire in the pipe, man, I'm going to be on every show. If I got a call from out of the hole that talk shit, I'm going to be talking.
It ain't gonna be nobody move, nobody get hurt. Nobody move, goddamn it, everybody getting shot now. I told you.
I can't wait, man. Like I said, man, it's been a long time coming, and the time's getting short now, real short.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad, man. Shoot.
Yeah, you had to laugh so hard, man, when you opened up the show when you said you're going to let your Vega love and Buddy Tyson online, man. I couldn't hold it together, man.
You know what I mean when you said that, man. Hey, deep down inside, I don't care what Tyson says, man. You know what? He's a closet Vega fan. He loves these Vegas.
So?
He just don't tell nobody. He loves them.
Hey, don't start that shit. I'm going to mute your mic. You're going all right.
Oh, man. We're good here with y'all fellas, man. And then, you know, I don't get a chance to talk much, so like I said, I do a lot of listening, man. But don't for the 1 minute think I'm not listening, because I'm listening to you, man.
I'm glad, man.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Don't ever go nowhere, man. Don't ever leave.
I can't do that, so I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm down here by myself, man. I got this is my lifeline to the good world right here, man. I'm gonna fall back on you, brother, but the topic you had about that shootout deal, man. To be honest with you, for the couple of times that I've been going to these meets where they have all these so-called big name lockers. To be honest with you, man, the shootout's been really what's saving the races, if you ask me, because if it wasn't for the shootout, so half the races that didn't happen don't normally happen, man.
No, that's why, Sleep, I brought it up, because I would love to see more cars in a shootout and getting these guys out and maybe taking off some of the limitations. My theory behind this is that, you know, the 28, the 29, what works better, what doesn't, what tire you can use, what tire you can't. You know what? Let's just get 16 cars that come out. That's the way they're set, and let them cut loose. Sleepy. I mean, if let's say in this we have a 16 car shootout, and you got guys in there 28, 29, and you might have a couple 31s in there. The guy who wins the race is on 28. You know what that tells me? Tire size don't mean shit.
Do you guys look at it at, when you go to this 2020, is that more of a class race and a grudge race?
What's that?
I mean, you know, when a guy says, "Oh, you got to run 28, I got 20, you got to run 28," is that more like a class race?
Well, But Sleepy, let me ask you this question, boss. If what's the difference if I skip a race and say we're going to be on 28, or if I'm the promoter and say we're going to have a 28 shootout? You know, I feel that's kind of class racing. It's a rule set for the race, which makes it everybody who wants to race in the shootout has to be on a 28, no wheelie bar. You know, that's just as far as it being a stip. You know what the stip should be in a shootout? No wheelie bars. That's it.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't get all crazy now. I gotta flashback for a second. No wheelie bars. No dragsters. You're going to have to put some kind of rules in there. I mean, I get that. But I mean,
the cars that
we have racing, that's how it would be. No, you don't
like
bring
a funny
car.
They said the best of the best.
You don't bring a funny car. You bring a knife to a gunfight? You bring a knife to a gunfight? No, you don't. You don't bring a top sportsman or pro side stuff. This is something, unless you're going to have other cars that are set up that way. No, I wouldn't have any chassis cars. I wouldn't let chassis cars run in a shootout unless I had eight or more chassis cars to run another shootout. Because then that's what you. But if you got these guys on back half, stock suspension. To me, a four link is a four link. I really don't care what you guys call it. You know, it all works the same way. So I would have it that way. You know, set it up to where there are going to be certain cars eligible, but you have to have some guidelines in it. You can't just say, okay, we're having a shootout, and all you have to do is be on these kind of tires. Imagine the kind of cars you see coming out there trying to come out on those kind of tires. Something that you would never see. But, I like the shootouts. I really do. It's when they come out, you know someone's going home, and I think they're part of the shows. I think that's what you have to have. But I'll tell you, there's one thing that needs to be changed in my view is the grudge racing. And what needs to be changed in grudge racing is that when you have a race locked in with somebody, I don't think you should have to go out there and take 13 hits to figure out how your car is going to run and then take it to the line. Because there's somebody somebody in the pit wants a piece of your ass, but you're testing and tuning for somebody else. If you got a race locked up, when you get there, you get on that track, you got to be on that track by a certain time for your first hit, just like in regular racing. And then the next time you guys come out, you're getting it done. I think that's what's happened in the grudge game, is that everybody is waiting so long to be in the lanes by 6 o'clock. If I'm there and I see you there, hey, let's go, man. Let's go take our hits now off the trailer. Go see where we're at. We'll give it an hour and a half, and we'll be in the lanes of race. That's how I think it should be done. You don't need to take 15 hits unless you're going out there for one race. You are just specifically going out there. But look at Wick. Wick's got 3 races coming up next weekend or 2 weeks. He's got no time to take, practice it after practice, sit after practice. And he's going to be a busy dude. There's going to be a lot of guys that got multiple races. So I think what they should do is put them on, because, like on my show, I write everything down. When I hear the race, I write them down. And I think maybe, and this is how I would probably promote, not promote, but I would handle my race. I would say, look, let's say this one, just because I went to Lena. Let's say Big Clark and Drag are going to race. They're going to take their one hit off the trailer. They're going to come back in, and then the next hit, they're going to handle the race. And see if that's something they would go for. What it does, it speeds up the process of the grudge racing. But grudge racing, what I've seen and listened to on shows and stuff like that, it's like a shark tank, man. Everybody's swimming around, and the first sign of blood, and then everybody reacts. But when that first sign of blood comes, it comes about an hour before the track's going to end, and nobody else gets to eat. And I think it should be set up a little bit different, and these grudge guys are going to run. Now, naturally, I know in a format, because I've raced alcohol cars where you have your pro stock, your alcohol, your funny car, top fuel funny car, top fuel dragster, and you have that kind of pecking order. But I just think, and this is all my opinion, guys, I think that we should rewrite the on how we do these races to get more grudge racing in. Keep the shootouts in. The shootouts, I think, are going to bring the people. Because, hey, everybody wants to see everybody go fast. But I think that if you have the grudge racing, get off the trailer, take their hit, it puts you still on the even playing field. If somebody needs another hit, the car's still not right, and they need another hit, you know what? In the negotiation for that thing, say, hey, we're going to take a hit. We're going to come off out of the trailer, take a hit, then we're going to go race. If I'm not ready, I need to give me a leeway for one more hit, and then we go after that hit. I just think there's ways to do this to get more grudge racing out there. The tracks don't close down, or you're not racing till the track is gotten cold and it turns into an ice skating rink or something like that. I think kick it back a little bit and run it this way in that kind of a format, and I guarantee you have more grudge racing than test and tunes.
Yeah. I say the same thing, because you hear about the grudge race, and it always be one big race, grudge race at the end of the night. And that's it.
Right, but that's what you gotta realize.
It'd be one big grudge race at the end of the night, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's like with Cole killing Donye. You know, it was a good show. You know, shootouts. You know, there's a couple grudge races, you know, in between that. But the most big race happened at the end of the night, 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah. But you know what, though? That race, though, too, and I got to say this, and I don't know, and I'm not disrespecting anybody out that was at the race or racing that night, and I'm not trying to take nothing away from anybody else. I want to make that clear. But Cole Killer and Donye, you know, that's a race you wait for. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm not taking away from the other guys that were out there that night. I'm not trying to go down that road. I think any race would have been a good race to the end to see out of everybody that was grudge racing that night. But
oh, yeah, that's most definitely sticking around.
Because I watched the video of the race after we got off the air, and that race was a lot closer than what people were saying that were there, because probably going to happen so quick. But that was a fucking race. That was badass, man. And for me, even if I was one of those two cars racing and I lost, I think for me as a racer, I'd be like, almost got him. Almost, I got to get this guy back. You know, knowing that I was that close to beating this guy.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And you know Donye will be back. I mean, I'm not saying that.
Oh, yeah, he's going to come back. That's the type of person he is. He's a racer. That's what I like about him. He bring action. He's great. He don't get involved with that. All that. He's not a talker. You don't see him talking and all that. What I'm gonna do? How I'm gonna do? He don't get in all that shit. He race, man. You know what I mean?
And that's what it's about. Now, Tyson, back this up a little bit now for a minute. Now let's say that race. Those two got there at 10 o'clock. They both shook their car down, took a hit, and they were ready to go at noon, okay?
Right.
And those guys went off at noon, and that race happened that close. You don't think they would have, that Donye could have went over to him and said, hey, you know what, man, we got to do this one more time. You see what I'm saying? Now you're going to get that get-back race
right then and there.
And to make the people even crazier. Not only are they going to get to see that race won, but they're going to get to see it run back again.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's why I think there should be.
And it probably could have happened, but Donye had two more races. He had two grudge races, well, three Cool and Cold Killer. So he was 2-1 for that day.
Mm-hmm.
But, it, you know what I'm saying, it probably could have happened.
I think when you have multiple races like that, maybe you know, spread them out in between, so you're not going right after one after the other,
everybody said what they wanted to say about him. He ducking, and you know, I look at it like this: everybody had a strategy, what they want to do and who they want to go get. You know what I mean?
Right.
You put your ducks in a row. This is who I want. And middle of the year, this is who I'm going to get. So, you know what I mean? Everybody, he ducking, he scared, he this, that, another. And you know what I mean? Hell, Donye was the only one was going to run Cold Killer up in the north.
Right.
He the only one was going to run him. Didn't no turbo cars want him. You know what I mean? Only one stepped up to run him was Donye. And the only one going to keep running him is Donye.
Right.
That's it.
Right. I agree with you 100%, Tyson.
That's why that man gets more respect, because he's a true grudge racer, and he should win, you know what I'm saying, grudge race of the year.
Right. I agree with you. This year he should win it. The man done been to Texas. He done been to East
Coast. Man done been everywhere. He done been to Maryland twice, three times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Florida, shit, for a minute, I thought he stayed down front.
Yes, sir.
Well,
My thing with Daniel is, I get tired of people want to talk shit about it, but they always ask him to handicap his car. Let the man run his car the way he wants to, and run, you know, run yours the way you want to.
All right. But see, now the problem. Oh. Now he got his car working on a 29. Now they don't want no problems with him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now they don't want no problems. So now he running a big dog. So now since he running a big dog, they really don't want no problems with him. You know what I mean? So, it's a catch-22.
You also got to take that as a sign of respect at the same time.
That's it.
You know
he earned his name. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's not a bad thing, man, especially with the
car
and all the stuff that's out there right now. But, you know, the thing is, these guys that are doing these multiple races like that, you know, I think that them getting in, I hope they can, because, you know, Wick was on a couple of weeks ago, and he's got three races lined up. I hope he can spread them out to where he's not racing back to back to back to back, where he comes from one race and got to jump in the lane.
Well, I think they three different cars. He got all three of his cars. He got King Kong, Candy Cane.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
He got all three of his cars. So even though if you run back to back, it's three different cars.
But see, the thing is, though, like I said, and you know, if he does one of the cars, say the first car he goes out, say King Kong's the first car to go out, you know, and they go out early, he takes it, lights how the car is running, goes to the line with his race and wins, he could still get action with that car during the day. You know, instead of it being at night when they go off. I mean, I know the weather to play in your hands too, but at the same time, for me, it's about making money.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
if I can
pick up some money during the day, and pick up some money at night instead of just waiting to the night to pick up some money. You know what I mean? That's my way of thinking. I mean, I could be way off base, but I'm just thinking. You know, go to the grudge races. I mean, I'll be honest. I loved watching all the cars go down the track, even when on their test hit. Every single car was really lean. I mean, I was like, wow. I mean, you know, even when Primetime was running their cars, or when Tony was running the cars out there, you know, watching things just go. I mean, you know, it was impressive. It's impressive. And sometimes you gotta tickle the crowd a little bit and give them a little something before you start.
Or you know whoever you're running, you just get a whoever you're running, just get an understanding. You know what I'm saying? A stiff in it, like, hey man, listen, we gonna run. Both of us got three shakedowns. After them three shakedowns, we gonna be in the lane by 6 o'clock. Get this race off.
But see, that's that's what I'm saying. When you do that, we got to take three hits, and then we're going to be in the lane by 6 o'clock. All that stuff, man, it builds up to you know, I don't know that you need that many hits, only because I know that if I go out for my first hit at 10 o'clock and I go out for my next hit at 12 o'clock, and I go out for my next hit at 2 o'clock, and then I got to be in the lanes at 6 o'clock, all that data that I have set up ain't going to do me no good for racing at 6 o'clock.
Well, you know, I'm just saying, that was just a figure of speech.
No, I understand, but that's what happened. And
lot of times that's what happened, you know what I mean?
But I understand, what they're trying, you know, they got to, I mean, especially these guys, the money that these guys are racing for, man, they want to make sure that car is 100% right. And I get that.
Right.
I mean, that's common sense. And if they could take some hits here and there, you know, and even, I don't want to say race for low dollars the first couple of races, but maybe just to see where the car's at, you know, if somebody sees your car getting a little loose in the mid-morning in a race, yeah, well, he's not hooking on this track. Come noon, 1 o'clock, well, you know what? We already know what the adjustments we made. We're going to make the car run. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go from there. And then, you know, next, you know, now you're in the green.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me get to some of these callers, man. We got the board lighting up right now, man. I hope no one yells at me, man. This is the nervous part of the whole thing, man. I think you might be all the way from Washington, D.C., 202. 9418. Y'all didn't want barbecue tonight, right,
Peaches? Hello? Okay, maybe they're not ready.
706-3870. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on with this burn?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on with you, Donut?
What's up, the burn?
I ain't
hit y'all back a while back, a long time ago. It's been a minute, though, and we were just talking about, like, the supercharged and turbocharged cars being in those shootout with match cars and stuff.
Right, I remember.
Yeah, I was trying to see, have y'all any, how they been doing, how they been trying to get it going as far as getting the cars together?
I don't know if that's been in the works or not.
Right.
Sure,
I think
the closest that came
is when they run in a shootout, when they throw them shootouts. That's about the closest where the, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the nicer guys got to run the turbo cars because they run it in the shootout. As far as this a grudge race, you know, nicer against the turbos and pro chargers. I heard Dog talk about it a while back. They tried to do it a while back, but it failed through because once the turbo guys see one big, you know, a couple of big heavyweights, you know, in the class, they don't want to do nothing. And the same thing with the Nitro class. Once they see a couple of big heavyweights in that class, they can never, you know, get the class off to do it. So. As of right now, I haven't heard anything else.
Okay. So basically, it is going by like the bigger fish, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe you know what? I'm gonna. Oh shit! I hate to call out there right now, but I was gonna see if maybe DJ Grant was up. We get him on the line. Maybe he can clarify some of this up for us.
Yeah. He's from where I'm at. I'm right here. We're in the same city.
Hey, Sleepy, you still there, babe? Maybe Sleepy might be able to.
Hey, I'm still here, Taylor. What's happening?
Hey, Sleep, would you be able to get a hold of, do you have a DJ's Grant number? I don't have my list with my numbers on them.
He might be on.
Well, DJ Grant, if you're on, man, hit the one button if you're on, DJ.
DJ, if you want, pull the Jerry curl off your ears and push the one button.
He might be coming along. Listen, man, DJ Grant's a good man.
He paid me $25 to say that, DJ.
Now before he hits the one button, you're gonna call Butt Naked now. Hey, I just heard on Taylor's show.
Hey, that boy said a cracking joke, man.
Dude, that would be funny, man. But no, yeah. You know what, man? I would love to see that. I really would, man. I think that'd be fun to see. I mean, there'd probably be some things that, you know, how to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cool thing about it is if you could get an eight turbo cars and eight pro charger cars and cut them loose. But, you know, Dog was talking about that on the show. He was on the show that night, and he was just pretty much saying, you know, it ain't going to happen because you got to decide. And he goes, you know,
yeah.
Who's going to want to run out the back door? Who's it going to benefit more to run out the back door? Who's going to benefit to run the eight? You know, and And that's where, you know, that's where the
well,
the controversy
Remember, he said they was. I think it was one of Mike Hill's races. They was trying to do a class where turbo class and nitrogen class. Whoever win them two classes, they put up a bigger pot for them two cars to race each other. And they can never did. They can never get none of that off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they was worried about you know all these big name guys and. You know, he said people just didn't want to deal with it. They was trying, you know. That they made it that way, so maybe they would jump in it. And, you know, whoever win each other pot, they get more money on top of the pot to run each other again for another, you know, $5,000 or something. So whoever win, they done got, you know, $10,000 just by doing, you know, two quick races.
Right.
But they said, they can never they never got it off, you know. You know, everybody's complaining and you know, different names is coming to the track. You know, a lot of people hear big names, you know, they go backing in the bushes, you know what I mean? But hell, that's just a name. Just like my name Tyson. You know what I mean? That's just a name. You know, name ain't gonna scare me.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of guys, you know, big names, they like, I don't even wanna get in it because you know, Cole Killer them in it, and Don Yane them in it, and DJ Grant and Bud Naked, and, you know, Tony Mines ain't in it. I ain't got no chance. You know, for people to think like that, they got loser mentalities, man.
Right.
Okay, but you got to admit one thing, though, man. The name Cole Killer is pretty intimidating, especially when you see that car run, man.
Hey, I mean, it's intimidating, but, you know, It ain't gonna be intimidating to me to get in the class and I got a chance of winning $5,000. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like hell. I know I'm the underdog, but you just gonna have to knock me the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I actually need this $5,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You had to knock me out. Unconscious.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what though? And the thing about it is about the names, and give that gifts, like you say, people are kind of like that loser mentality or scared, basically, is because they see and hear these guys going to different tracks and winning, and they ain't hearing the part when they losing as well, so they automatically got this sort of like, oh, this man can run. I know this man running, he gonna win it. Where
right.
they don't hear two times where he done lost a couple of races or here
right.
and there. And like I said, in racing, anything can go. Anybody can red light, you can buy a red light, you can blow your tires and lose, you can
anything can happen. Anything can happen. That's all I would need.
especially if I got a car that can run just as good or not faster than the other car. I'm not scared of the name because you beat the guy, you ran him. You ain't making nothing for yourself. It didn't like credit. No, they had you just been your credit. That's all it is.
That's it. That's all it is. You just giving me more confidence to come back at you. Bigger and better thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey guys, let me get to the
phone line because we got people who want to chime in right now. 708 6369. Not a DJ. Hello.
Hello. What's happening?
Who's this?
KO.
Whoa.
What's up?
Past from the past. What's going on, baby?
Hey, nothing too much, man. Just listening in, man. Y'all got a good topic there, man. Learning something tonight.
What's up, Cadillac?
Yeah, it's the Joe, man.
What's up, Cadillac? Man, what's happening?
What's going on?
Good hearing Cadillac. Good hearing you.
Say what?
I said, good hearing you, Cadillac. This your boy, Swifty, man.
Hey, man, what up, man? What up?
Ain't nothing, man. Laying back waiting on you to come down here to Montgomery this month.
Hey, man, I'll be down there, man. I'm getting this old car, man. I had a little misfortune when I was up there in Michigan last weekend, but I'm coming together. I'm working on it right now. Enjoying the
show. Yeah, I do, Cadillac. I'll be looking forward to seeing you in Montgomery, man.
Oh, man, I'm coming down, baby. I got them midgets. They pumping it up. They got that breakfast and everything. Can you get some chicken?
I hear you, Cadillac. I'm be looking forward to seeing you, baby.
All right, baby.
All right.
Yeah, man, we just trying to figure out, you know, we want to try to figure out where we get going here, you know.
You're doing your thing, KO. You're doing your thing, baby. When I come out there to the bay, man, I just want to go to the bridge and see what's up, man. Take me where the bikini's at.
Come on. Man. I told you, man, hey. you're gonna head back there, back home with long hair, talking about the beaches, bitches. Shake your head, you're gonna get some sand shaking out of your head.
Hey, Cadillac, don't do it.
Don't do it, Cadillac.
They, you know, out there they wear thong sandals and boy shorts. Don't do it, man.
I can't do that, KO, man. My man, I can't do that.
That's just a man talking jealousy because you coming out and he ain't, man. That's what the problem is. That's what he's trying to tell you.
I'm putting you up on game, Cadillac.
Putting up on the game. I ain't going to put that up on my building road with it. I still got to go see for myself. Got to keep me under guard, you know what I'm saying? Because they be trying to get Cadillac, man.
He like to go to them clubs with them blacked out windows. Don't follow it.
Got to have some fun, man. Got to have some fun. Got to keep it going.
Listen, let me tell you this story. You know, my mom is originally from St. Louis, and my mom moved out here. And my grandparents came out to visit her in California. My grandfather sent my grandmother back home. Told her, said, sell everything, sell the house, because I ain't going back.
He's seen the sunshine.
I'm telling you, man. His arthritis went away. He was breathing. He didn't have, what's that white stuff you guys have out there that you have to shovel? He didn't have to do that no more. He had to do none of that crazy ass stuff. He loved it out there. That white stuff will make you act crazy.
Want to get back? I got to go where the sun is at.
That's right.
They will make you change the game. That's for sure.
Oh yeah. But it's all love though. Ain't nothing but some love. I don't want no wars. This is in a car race. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get that check, baby.
That's what it's all about. Drag race, cut your head off, and come over there and eat all your food up.
Man, what you say? Man, you be talking like me, man. Let me get something to eat, get your money, and get your girl, and get some more to eat. And give me another girl, man. And say, what up? I just want to massage my feet, man. That's all I want to do.
That's what it's all about, man.
Hey, like my boy G.I. used to say, do me like a lollipop.
Listen, man, they got this place over here in Gardena that's about maybe 30 minutes from my house. Well, you go in the room, they give you a little massage.
Right.
You don't, all they work for is tips. That's it. And they ain't no going in there for $10 an hour. Oh, yeah, you come up, they love you a long time. They would love you long time.
Wow. I'm going to have to come
out
there.
That's how we roll in Cali, baby. I don't know about any place else, but that's how we roll in Cali, man.
Now, what's the name of this place?
Hey, we're on Wi-Fi. I'm here, baby. I can't give out everything at once. You know, I told you my mom was from St. Louis.
I like that
man.
Place. You
story.
Know, I go to them places there. I wear my breakaway jogger pants. know how the whole NBA player just wear the breakaway jogger pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. That's good.
Pull them away.
Yes, sir.
I told you, Cadillac. My mama's from Missouri, man. That's a show me state. So when you come out here, then you'll go see.
I was in Vegas, man. They get wild in Vegas, man. They all night long, man. Doing their thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, man. Good hearing y'all, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be listening in, man. Man, you got a good topic, man. You have a good show, man.
All right. Thanks so much, Cadillac. Thanks so much, brother.
Hey, I just want to give you an update on that Donnie Racer. Cold killer, mm-hmm. Bad man. But you know when my man Donnie going to come back and slap like he stole something.
Oh, yeah.
Watch him. That's my man. I got to stay with Shattown. But I got to give the next man his props when he got it due. Cold killer did a good thing, man. Cold killer, bad boy. Now, I got.
So I agree with you, Cadillac. And you know, and like I said, man, that race was too close just to let go. You know, it's one thing when you get beat, but that race was too close. That race, Drag said it before we even found out the result. It's going to be one on the starting line, and that's where it was one at. Yep. And it was, you know, it was one on the lights, and you know, it may be different the second time. I think those cars are exactly what Drag said, man. They're very, very close, and it's whoever gets out first, because the other one's not going to – those cars aren't going to run away from each other. It's just whoever gets out first.
It's all in the drive. But you know what? I say one thing about Martin, Michigan, man. They got a beautiful track. That was my second time there. That's my first time in the light. Dude, that is a bad track. They found my weakest link, too, boy. I got down through there, boy. I thought I was finna goof around because I was going down on Gold Digger. But it didn't work that way. I wanted Gold Digger, baby. I came to shoot the load at it. That didn't work out. So, you know, I had to sit on the side and watch everybody else have fun.
Hey, Joe, I got a question for you. And you know, we got love for you, 100, 1 million. Can't miss my question. I can say to everybody, too. We got a lot of tracks that you don't pay for what you don't get.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm going to speak on that, say, you know, prep time or whatever, or hospitality, let's just put it all in one. You know what I'm saying? 131. Has proven to be a fast track. Has been proven to be a nice prep track. If you ain't, you know, you can't drive a track with one hand and be like, oh, I'm finna do the gasoline and roll down through this track and shift some gears. You gotta be on your game.
Yes, sir.
I like to see a lot of people come to 131. If you think you're a driver, come to 131.
Oh, now you said something there, buddy. You definitely said something there. 131.
Hey guys, Let me grab a line. This is my boy Rob. Rob, you there?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Nothing. Just watching the racing online. I had to make a little run though.
Hey,
what's up, Rob?
What's going on with you?
Oh man, I'm trying to hang out there.
I opened up the show tonight. I don't know if you were online or not, listening to the show or not when we opened up, but I explained to everybody about my bonehead thing I did.
Yeah.
So I told everybody, I gave Freddie a shout out, man. I gave him some props for getting me going, man.
Yeah, that's fast Freddie. Freddie don't mess around.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, hold on one second, guys.
What are we holding for?
What do you got us on hold for?
I don't know.
Mute his damn mic.
Oh, Mike is muted.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Muted there. We're talking about hold on like he's president or something. Muted there, Mike.
Put the show on pause right now because
yeah, we ain't got a good conversation. Hold on. Say what?
He had to go to the bathroom.
Don't you know we mute mics around here? Okay, I'm going to do a goddamn butt naked on you. I'm going to mute your damn mic.
Boy, Bud Naked put the hammer down quick, huh? He don't give nobody a chance.
Yeah, Bud Naked don't play.
Bud Naked doesn't.
You can say hello.
Say your
hello.
Number.
You don't hear that three. You don't hear that hello three times. Mike is muted.
Wait a minute, man. Like sucks when you go on there. You drive underneath the thing.
You there,
Bud Naked?
Hey y'all, we got Gunner's on the phone. Y'all, Gunner Pick on the phone.
Johnny,
what's
up, baby?
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Who is that right there?
Who else, baby? Brother from another mother, man. Tale.
Okay. Yeah, that's Tale. Tell you what's going on, bro. It's a Saturday. It's a Saturday. I'm out here in Indiana. The New York ass kickers is on the scene. They brought some goons out here, man. They said they're ready to fight somebody from the Midwest. They couldn't find nobody because the two goons started fighting amongst themselves. I got pictures.
Of course you do, baby.
Who says, who is that right there?
What's that?
Hello?
Hey, bro,
hold on.
Are you there?
I'm being rude. I do want to say this. Tayo, how you doing, bro? Governor
I'm doing
of California.
Good, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm good, man. The hospitality, once again, from Shaw Tunnel off the chain. I had a chance to go meet a whole brand new bunch of butt racers I've never met before up here in Shaw Town. There's a whole lot more in the woods. We're going to pull them out tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole bunch of exciting things going on. And, man, I just can't wait to see how New York is going to stand up against Shaw Town and Motor City Mafia Michigan tomorrow. It's definitely going down. Long Island Joe got his work cut out for him on. Hey, listen, I don't want to hog the show, but Kevin, are you bringing your Vega to the race tomorrow to get down with Long Island Joe?
No, I'm headed to Texas tomorrow.
You said you're headed to Texas tomorrow. Okay, so you're going to pay him the punk out money, right, Kevin?
No, we didn't lock it, bud.
Kevin, you're going to pay him the punk out money?
We didn't lock it, nothing.
I didn't hear you. You said you will pay him the punk out money because...
I said we did not lock in nothing, sir.
Oh, okay. Again, you didn't lock out. Okay. Oh, man. Kevin,
no,
I'm here looking forward to you seeing, you know, a little bit of Vega versus Vega action. And once again, I'm disappointed, Kevin. I'm burning my muff. I'm burning my Kevin pom-pom, bro.
Hey,
Gunner.
Hey, Gunner, you should have been burnt them a long time ago.
Hey, you right. Who is that right there?
Tyson.
Smoke, slow, loud,
Tyson.
Smoke, Malibu.
Hey, Kevin, you ready to lock in something with Tyson?
Oh, you don't want
this
type of problem?
Yeah, Kevin, how you going to call somebody slow? Kevin, we're going to have respect, and we're going to follow proper protocol. Until you are ready to race, get in the bushes.
Oh, yeah. I'm not ready right now.
So tell this man you apologize for calling him slow. Call this man, you are sorry.
We want to put something in the rose bushes.
Man, that's right.
Get in the I like that. Get in the rose bushes. Get in the rose bushes. You're stuck all up in your a-hole. But anyway, Taylor, what's the topic of the show tonight?
We were talking about Gunner's ass.
Down on Gunner's ass we go. That sounds like Chuck. Is that Chuck? Is that old Chuck alert? Is that Chuckle? That's not
what I'm going to Chuckle.
Nah, this
is Tyson, Gunny. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah, it's grudge racing turned into class racing with this tire stuff. It actually turned in with the shootout. The shootout's basically a class race.
Well, Gunner, let me ask you this. You know what? Since you're on the show, and this is what I want to ask you, because you know what? As far as I'm concerned, you've probably seen every car hit the lane on every path. So let me ask you this question. In your opinion, if you saw a shootout, a 16 car shootout, to where tire size didn't matter, 28, 49, 31, 26s, would that be a good shootout to see? Would you care what tires you're on?
Hell no. As a matter of fact, if I seen a shootout like that, I would want to go see something like that, see who got the balls.
That's what we're talking about.
Yes. Because, it's funny that you said that. You know, it's not even tire size anymore. The grudge racing has become so commercialized. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It's so commercialized right now where, once again, I'm going to say this, and then I want to make it quick, so I don't want to hog the show. I keep on hearing about how grudge racing used to be back in the day. Unfortunately, I wasn't around back in the day. I came into it late. I wasn't able to go to the track and just see two men size the cars up and get down. I missed all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like now you got to have, same suspension, same tire size. They want to know how many cubic inches you got. They want to know how many guns you got. You know, it's just too much. What happened to, what happened to, I seen your car make a blast. I think I can get by them. Let's get to the line and do it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of guys out here, and I even have to say, as a videographer, I think videographers have became, I'm not going to say, yeah, I got to say, better yet, the videographers have became the kryptonite to grudge races. Because nobody wants to lose right now. I mean, everybody's scared to race. It's easy for me to say that because I don't have a car, and I can understand it. Being that I don't have a car, I can speak from a fan's perspective. But from a grudge racer side, how can they get out there, they might be scared to race, because they may not have the money, They might not have the resources. They may not have this. But for the grudge racers that are scared to race, please get in the bushes. When you see me or any other videographer coming with the camera, it is your right to talk. It's your choice. I don't force anybody to talk. If you want to talk, I'll take your interview. I'd love to hear what you have to say. If you don't want to talk, then that's fine too. But if you have something to say, I'll be there for you. But I do know going forward in 2014 and above and beyond, if I know you not to race, you will get no love from me, period. And we all know who's not racing, and I have no problem with saying, who's not racing and who I think should be engaging more, but those are only my opinions because it's not my car. So I can't make anybody
Hey, Gunner, I got a quick question for you. By you being a videographer, we had a show about 3 weeks ago, and we heard that, basically when we started that the videographer should pay to get in. I don't think you guys should pay to get in. I think you guys, wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be doing what we do today, and the grudge game we wouldn't be at today wasn't for you guys. We took the time out to do it.
Well, you know what? I think that goes hand in hand with the racers. See, what in my opinion, what's happened is the videographers, the promoters feel like the videographers can be thrown away. You understand what I'm saying? We're nothing. Promoters feel like that. Now, I'll tell you, my phone rings off the hook, and there's a lot of people, they want me to do things, but they don't want to pay. You understand what I'm saying? They fail to understand that me being a videographer is a business for myself. I don't mind helping, and I have a lot of friends in the grudge world, and I will help them. You know what I mean? But when my car comes out, I will race my car at your event for free, because I want to be one of the grudge racers that I heard about back in the day. You understand what I'm saying? As I build my brand, and I feel like I'm entitled to something, or the people feel like I'm entitled to something, then yes, because I built a brand, I've traveled. I've got out there, I've ran, I kicked ass, I lost. I paid my dues as a racer. But videographers are the least people. We get no respect at all. We get absolutely no respect. You know what I mean? So,
let's say, for instance, that number one slouch is a good friend of mine. He's got no respect because it wasn't for him going to Modern Driveway back in 2006 and doing this, Mike would not be on the map. And a lot of guys,
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
What I'm saying is Slouch has done a lot to help this game out. But then a lot of people want to badger him to a certain extent. But people don't realize that anybody who thanks Slouch, everybody from Detroit or wherever, thank him for what he did for us.
I mean, he was the guy who went out there on the weekends. He traveled Ohio, New York, wherever, you know, and the guy did it. And then now you let some guys come in here and say, oh, well, you can't videotape such a place because I'm here. Well, you didn't realize Slosh was in before you was. So now you trying to make a deal with such and such to cut Slosh out? Bullshit.
But you know what I'm gonna say like this. Yes.
I want to say this real quick. You know, and you're right about it going hand in hand, because me being out in California, before the Grudge Inc. stuff, I would have never have known about anybody's car back. And there are a couple that I've heard, you know, but the extent of it through the video, that's why I think that, you know, if it wasn't for you guys getting the videos on YouTube, making DVDs, a lot of people, and I'm saying a lot of people, wouldn't know what the Guts game is. It would still be underground, where you have these races, but where people were just calling you and telling you to meet at a track, almost like the old street racing days. And I think what promoters are worried about is that it takes away from the gate. Instead of people wanting to come, people will wait for the DVD to come out. And I understand that, but I don't believe in that rule, only because this. Me being a Chicago Bears fan, yeah, I watch games on TV. But in Chicago, that stadium's packed. You know what I mean? Because people are there going to see that game. It's the same thing as people are coming to each event to see this. What you guys do is you let the rest of the world who can't make it there have the opportunity to be there. You know what I mean?
I look at it the same way, because only time when I knew different names is only time we get the chance to is when we go to Fat Tuesday up here in the north.
Right.
Because that's the only time we can go and test cars, you know, test our cars and do a lot of different things. So, if, you know, that race, I wouldn't know half of the guys, you know what I mean? If it wasn't for that race, then the VRI, they just, you know, brought it to the light, because now you knowing people that you never thought you'll know or see.
Right.
You know, we're seeing these people at these races that we done seen on you know, DVDs or on the internet, you know what I mean? So, they bring a hell of a game
to this race. Tyson, I like to say, too, is, you know, support these guys. You know, you don't realize these guys travel. And they make somebody say nothing. But then buy their DVDs and how they make their money. I'm not mad at BET or Gunn and all that, but these guys still go. And these guys got videos, and you guys won't buy them. Or you want to buy them and then dump them and try, you know, find some to everybody else. This is how you guys make your money get down the road.
Well, I'll say this. You know what I'm saying? Teo, you have a point. And I want everybody listening to this show tonight to understand, and I'm shooting from the hip right now. There's no sugar on this right here. If you love grudge racing, right, if you love that multifaceted entertainment of seeing the guys talk trash to each other, to seeing who can out-talk somebody, to seeing who can out-step somebody, and then to seeing who can actually turn the lights on first, a DVD does not cut it. I am a videographer. I cut videos. But yet, I do not watch videos. And Lord knows, when I cut a video, I don't even watch my own video. And I'm sure Bookie can call. If Bookie called into the show, he will tell you, yeah, I've smoked a gunnet, and I asked him what happened in his video, and he couldn't even tell me. Because I don't care what happened in the video. Nothing. If you love drag racing, nothing replaces going to that track, hearing that car chop for yourself, smelling that rubber, seeing how they cut the tree, seeing how the driver was able to control the car, seeing how all the behind-the-scenes stuff of the racers and the DP men and different camps arguing, going back and forth, getting into people's heads. Man, you can't watch that shit on DVD. I don't care what. You can get a piece of it to to say, damn, I didn't miss it all. But that's all you get from a DVD is a piece. If you love Grudge Racing, you have to be at the track. And that's the simple
thing.
A DVD does not cut it, period. So they can say that all they want about DVD, and it's just crabs in a barrel trying to find a way to squeeze more money out of people in the Grudge game. I mean, Grudge Racing is we don't have the big-name sponsors. We're minority people. We need, you know what, I'm not even going to get into that we stuff because I'm not even concerned with the we stuff because the we always turns to I. And, you know, as soon as a dollar is made, the we always turns to I. And so, you know, hey, you know, we can sing cold hands and sing Kumbaya when our heads turn cold and we in the grave and we think we're going to heaven in our souls. Because as long as there's breath in our bodies, human nature has shown that it's not a we thing, it's an I thing. There's so many tricks out here. You know what I mean? People talk so slick, and you know they want to piss on your head and tell you it's rain. You know what I mean? And man, we all know what's going on, but how do you stop it? Stop support. Take your dollars away. Support events who support the Grudge Racers. Support events who support the Grudge Racers. And I'm not talking about a little bit of support even. Support events who get these guys to the track and get them going down the track. Support the Grudge Racers. Support the Grudge Racers who get out here and grudge. Now, I say everybody can't afford it. You know what I mean? But for the ones who can't afford it, that's where your videographers come in at. Like myself,
right.
I've consulted. Everything I've touched in this grudge world has done very good. Starting out with Shut Up and Race Mandrino in Putnam, Georgia, who's now moved on to making hundreds of thousands of dollars per year generated from that one event. Then you turn around, I was one of the founding fathers of Grudge Inc., which I'm no longer a part of it. Now here, I can't, and the people on this phone cannot begin to count how much money Grudge Inc. has made. Now I'm over on the Clocks Off side. But what I can tell you about Clocks Off is that I am physically and I'm involved in the day-to-day activities of Clocks Off as not Gunnet Fix, but as Trent Palm. And you can, anyway, listen, I don't want to, you know, there's a lot of exciting things going on.
Listen, all I can say,
I've consulted and I've worked with a lot of different grudge racers, grudge organizations, but I'm here to officially make a change. You understand what I'm saying? I can't promise change overnight, but what I can promise you is that I don't get down with that I. I'd rather have nothing and see everybody happy. Well, I'd rather have $10 than take the whole $1,000. That's
hey, Gunner, as a fan, you know what Lionel's like to Morrissey? Not just the big head guys, but the average Joe guys that you got there racing that's participate. We would like to see more of them.
Well, you know what? I mean? That's what I would like to see. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow, September 8th, there's a big Sham Clocks Off race with Bruce Leroy. We have a race like that going down up here in Chicago. We had a chance. I want to thank, first of all, I truly want to thank Long Island Joe. I've been absent from a lot of the shows. Long Island Joe has been coming on to the shows, pushing our race, and he's here. He touched down today. I want to thank Lil Tony, Motor City Mafia, number one slouch. And I definitely got to thank Detroit Hood TV because Detroit Hood TV has been going in hard. He's been cutting videos, doing things without even having to be asked. He's just a marketer. He's been going in. Reggie Harris, Facebook, man, listen, I'll tell you what. All I can tell you is watch out. It takes money to make
money. Support these guys, man. Buy their videos, man. Call them. Don't be dubbing shit. Stop that bullshit.
I'll tell you what. Me, myself, personally, I put a lot of the stuff up on the videos for free because I understand. If you go to an event, it's already expensive. I'm not trying to knock anybody in the head. If I make a DVD and you want to buy it, I'll be more than happy to sell it to you. I have traveled, and my traveling bill connected us $3,000 a month consecutively. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have a job. I don't punch a clock. Everything I do for this grudge racing is out of my pocket. But what I do want the grudge racers to understand is that we, the videographers, need grudge racers as I need you. I'm not going to sit up here and say, I don't need you, grudge racers. I need you for the ones that's out there traveling and grudging, even the ones that stay at home. If you're exciting, I need you. If you're willing to go down that track, I need you. Talk to me. Let's figure out how we can get you sponsors. Let's figure out how we can get you some money to help alleviate this burden in your pocket. And my number is 478-251-2000. 7947. I don't play that, big eyes and little U's. I may not and can answer the phone all the time, but if you give me a day or two, sometimes I get just caught up. Give me a day or two, maybe even three. I will return your phone call. I return all phone calls. It's not just me. You have Bruce Leroy. You have Big Drag. Man, you even got Teo from out of California. If he can help you with something, he can help you with something. It's just so many people. But, hey, listen, I don't want to be long-winded. If anybody has any questions for me, I'm here. But in the meantime, let's get Grudge Racing back to Grudge Racing if we can. It's evolved. The technology has evolved. The cars are way faster than what I understand how they used to be in the day. These cars are dangerous. Put a roll cage in your car.
Gunner, we got some background noise. Somebody got some background noise.
Okay, well, I can't. I'll be
quiet now. I don't hear you back.
Can you repeat your number, Gunner?
My phone number is 478-251-7947. I talk to any and everybody. I do not look at my phone and say, I don't want to talk to them because they don't have anything to offer. If you call and I can't get to you right away, just be a human being and give me some time to get in touch with you, and I will reach you back, and I will call you back. I may even call you, answer the phone right on the spot. But I don't play the little odds, big U's. We have a plethora of activity going on over. There's just a lot of activity going on, and in order to pull it off, we need you guys. We're not off the. Everything doesn't turn to I or we and excluding you. There's no games over here for the ones in Chicago who knows Bruce Leroy, owner of the Sure Enough car. If you know anything about his personality, for the ones on the phone, you know he doesn't play any games, and he'd rather die first than to betray somebody. So,
talking about Sweet Willie.
Said, but then, who is this, Mr. Willie?
No, we got somebody some background noise.
Okay, I can't hear the background noise. Me myself personally,
I don't hear any background noise.
Okay.
That's your raggedy phone, Kevin.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, but listen, so once again, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot that we can do together, you know what I mean, to help alleviate a lot of these racing burdens. Once again, Lil Tony, man, Lil Tony is 100 Motor City Mafia. I don't know how you cut that cake. I like to see events like that, you know what I mean? And me, myself, personally, I don't mind paying at the gate. If somebody wants to charge me $20 to get in, I don't mind doing that. I'll pay. That's why it's called support. You understand what I'm saying? You know, that's why it's called support. I don't mind.
And that's it.
That's right.
Hey, Gunner.
Now, when we get to... Yes.
Hey, excuse me. Can you repeat your number one more time, bro?
I didn't hear.
Phone number is 478-251-7947. Once again, 478-251-7947. Or what you can also do, you can reach my partner. You can reach Leroy. Let me grab Leroy's number for you guys. Give me just a second.
Goddamn Michigan knocked off. Goddamn Notre Dame.
Hey, Tyson.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that background noise?
Yeah, that's your phone.
Okay. Well, you guys.
Phil.
Yeah, I don't hear no background noise. I don't know what he's talking about.
Must be some on his phone.
You might be getting feedback.
Hey, you get feedback from that upper left, but you didn't hit that you know what last night.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He don't hit it, he eat it.
Hey, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, I have Bruce Leroy on the phone. Once again, Leroy, can you please give the Grudge Racers your phone number? I informed them that if they feel like getting in touch with you directly to discuss what they want to do so far as business, they can call you or myself. Spit your
number. Come on, man. We're all a small talk. At least you could have had me some theme music. Hold on, man.
Well, you know what?
Sweet women. Okay, hold on. I'm about to cut some off. Is this too loud for y'all, man, or what?
No, man. We got you.
It's right. It's right. All right, bro. That's good now.
All right.
Hey,
what's your plan, bro?
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, sweet
what's
Willie?
What's going on, Leroy?
Hey, it's Taylor, Taylor. What up, baby? Hey, everybody. How y'all doing, man?
Oh, we good, man.
Cool, man. Hey, man. Just trying to get ready so I kick my ass in a donkey, baby. I'm going to kick a squirrel. I'm talking about kicking them square off in their goddamn back pockets.
I want to see you out there, sweet.
Hey, I do want to say that the Sure Enough Call will be back out sometime soon. The pieces, the parts have been that are they are in hand. The pieces to put the car back together are in hand.
Yes, sir. I got that shit on the back of the goddamn truck now, so goddamn, it's gonna be all right, man. I've already started cussing out the baddest motherfuckers in the country, man. I done cussed their ass out, man.
I heard you threatening everybody.
Yeah, man. I told Certified I'm going to peel his motherfucking head. So,
yeah.
You know, Certified Day, so I told him I'm going to get his ass. So, goddamn, I told him bring his ass on, shit. I told you I'm one motherfucker, and it is what it is, goddamn. I told him, goddamn it, I kill no kids. You know, he started talking about eating kids. I was like, oh, shit, goddamn. You on that shit, huh?
He went back to the Mike Tyson, huh?
Man, I said, oh, shit, motherfucker, you want to play Russ? Okay. You know, I give you a couple bad motherfuckers to eat. Shit. You know, it's all good, man. But, hey, it's good to hear from everybody, man. Shit. It's all goddamn good.
Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've been missing in action for a little while, actually for a long time. I'm hard at work over at, just trying to create new things and getting a lot of things in order and whatnot. Hopefully soon we'll have a brand new Facets Entertainment, a brand new way to bring talk shows, a brand new way to bring you the grudge racing. We're definitely working hard. So, you know, once again, I'm going to get off my soapbox. Voss just tried to get in touch with me from Esau's Strangle. From Wild Wild Racing from up there in the Hunnids, up in Chicago. I got to hit you back. If you listen, I got to hit you back. Shout out to Voss. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely down for the grudge races. I'd like to see him traveling. And I'll tell you what, grudge racers, you know, if you're a local grudge racer, right, get off your high horse. Link up with somebody to put two cars on a trailer and go out there and travel. It's easier for two to do what is much harder for one to do. Link up with somebody. Become a traveling team. Get out there and take yours. We're all on the verge, once again, I've been saying this from day one. We're all on the verge of all of us being able to get paid for doing something that we'd like to do. If it's not a lot of money, at least it'd be some money to help alleviate some of these financial burdens of fuel, travel expenses, gate fees, things of that nature. So, you know, and I'm pretty much done with that. Teo has a great idea so far as every day average Joe grudge racer. You know what I mean? It's the everyday average Joe's that's going down the track providing excitement for the fans in the stands. So I will definitely not overlook them. All they got to do is be willing to race. And that's about that. Tyson, where you at, bro? Tyson, where you at? Talk to me.
I'm here. Listen to you.
All right. Tyson, let me ask you a question. What do you think we can do to enhance the grudge game?
Oh, man, that's a good question. You know, Gunny, I just think people just need to stop being scared in this race, man. You know? That's what I think. Just go back like we used to in this race, you know? Talking is good, talking shit is good, but, you know, you just go back in this race, man, you know?
But see, you have to understand what it be. It's not people, they scared to race. Nobody don't want to lose. They spend all this money in their car, and they nobody don't want to lose. You got to get up there. Hey, I built
because then
car.
You gotta justify.
But the
strength,
but see,
like,
you know, the difference is,
this the difference is. Is you look at it like this. A lot of guys don't want to lose, right? But
right.
Say, for instance, they go to the casino and lose their ass. You
yeah.
Why? Don't nobody
yeah.
know? Because ain't no cameras around. Ain't no YouTube.
Yep.
But
right.
then they come to the track, and it's something totally different. You know what I mean? They scared that, they, you know, it's all to go back. There's a lot of people in the game that don't have tough skin.
I want to try and sum it up
this way. Maybe it'll bring a lot. Drag, you there, Drag?
Yeah, I'm here.
Drag, remember back in the days when we was getting after it back in the, you know, and I know it was when we were on the track, you know, me and the Plenty car and you in your car and stuff like that. I don't remember ever one time worrying about losing when I got to the line. I had it focused that I was putting this dude on the turbine and packing. And it's hard for me to understand this, Dragon. Hopefully maybe you can clear it up for me. How does one build a car thinking they're going to lose? I think the minute you have that, you've already lost.
Well, Teo, it goes like this. They got a loser mentality. You don't have a loser mentality. That's the difference. If you go into it thinking you're going to lose, you're going to lose.
That's right.
You know what I mean? You got to have a winning mentality. I don't care if I'm going against King Kong. I'm going to whoop his ass if it turn out that way or if it don't. But that's my mentality going into any race.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let me say this. Let me say this real quick. Drag, how you doing tonight?
All right. How's it going? What's up to everybody?
What's up, Drag?
I know you on. I didn't know you were on the phone. Drag, I will say this, Drag. I've seen some work that you've done up here today. And I got a rundown about some work that you've done. I've seen a blue Camaro. I've seen a blue Camaro today where you had cut a Dominator in half. You know what I'm talking about, Drag?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the way that was explained to me, man, that's impressive to me. You know what I'm saying? That's impressive to me. Big Drag is figuring stuff out, trying new stuff, experimenting with stuff. And the gentleman that explained to me about it was so pleased to have, you know, he said he's, you know, up here in the state of Illinois, he's the only one that has something like that at all. Tomorrow will be the first time I get a chance to see that car work. He's one of the people I'm looking forward to see. One, because I know Big Drag. I want to see if his know-how can actually produce. Two, I want to see, you know, as I get in and watch this man cut the tree, I get to see if he's able to handle it. Now I'm able to watch this man grow. So I'm looking forward. I'm definitely looking forward to that. You know, that's going down the mall. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, Big Drag is also, I'm sure everybody knows that Big Drag is in the process of a rebuild right now. But, you know, once again, you have all this knowledge at your disposal. You understand what I'm saying? You have a top-notch grade A tuner right in your possession, right in the midst. You know what I mean? Give Big Drag a call. You know, he works on things. If he has, you know, that's something that you guys can work out. And yes, his services are for hire. And, Drag, am I wrong in saying his services are for hire?
Nah.
Well, you know, once again, I've been hearing stuff about Big Drag, and I've had a chance to see some of his work now. Now, tomorrow I get to see if it actually works or not. And I hope to see everybody. Drag, I will say this, Drag, I'm so caught up. I'm doing some videos for Big Drag. I'm helping Big Drag out with his Help September Rebuild race on September 22nd. I'm just caught up right now, but you can best believe I got a waffle coming out. I got a doozy coming out, including, woo, man, the lineup that Big Drag has coming out on September 22nd is bananas. So once again, you know, I don't mind paying $20 at the gate. I will be paying my $20 to get in and support Big Drag with his rebuild, and I hope every other videographer, spectator, promoter, everybody else pays their $20 at the gate.
Dre, isn't that race on the 23rd?
22nd. September 22nd.
Okay.
I think is that Ronnie Brown's race on the 21st, Gunner? It's the race on the 21st.
Oh, you know what? I think, you know what, Drag? I think he was online with Kevin, and Kevin's call dropped.
Okay. There's a race on the 21st in Valdosta, Georgia. And I'm not absolutely sure, but I think it might be Ronnie Brown's race.
Down south.
They're going to run the Valdosta race, and then everybody going to leave Valdosta and come over to Montgomery, Alabama on the 22nd for the benefit race.
Yeah, I was going to make that announcement, too, about the race before we went up there. Yeah, that background noise is Kev. Let me see. Yeah, that's Kev. Drag, I just don't I know nobody wants to lose, but are these guys really going into it to where that's what's on their mind? Or worried about losing?
Well,
it's hard for me to wrap my head around that mentality.
I don't I can't say that a person, you know, go to the line figuring on losing. Now, I can't see nobody betting their money on that, but you know, I ain't gonna try to that's someone's opinion. And they're entitled to that. My opinion is these guys bet more money than they can lose, you know. And in a lot of cases, when you bet, you know, scared money ain't going to never win. You need to know that first. Scared money ain't going to never win. And when you bet money that you can't afford to lose, then that lessens your ability, in my opinion, you know, because this is always in the back of your head about this money. You know, you may mess up, you may get crooked, anything may happen. You know, that's what I mean. I talk with Dog a lot, and we talked about gambling and stuff, and I told him, normally, Dog, I ain't going to bet more than $500, maybe $1,000 max on my own car. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to bet where I can bet again tomorrow. I'm not going to bet all my bill money or everything that I got in my pocket because I got to get back home. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of guys bet, you know, not figuring on losing or whatever, and they lose. But, you know, it's always in the back of your mind that there's a possibility that you can lose. I mean, you're never going to have two winners, that's for sure. You're going to have a loser. But my opinion, you know, to go along with what Tyson was saying is that I think they're just betting too much money, man. They bet more than they can afford to lose, and that complicates the race. And grudge racing was around before I got here. I've been grudge racing since the early 70s, mid-70s, and it'll be gone. It'll be still here when I'm gone, you know, so it ain't going nowhere. You're going to always have a rivalry between amongst two people, you know, that thinks they faster, thinks they better, you know what I'm saying, thinks they're bigger. So you're going to always have that in anything. And cars and stuff like that, you know, it's pretty much like any other sport, you know. It's you may not have to be athletically fit to drive, but you got to be mentally and athletically sound in the mind to perform every run. You know, I can remember the time of rack racing back in the days. You know what I'm saying? I could nail the tree darn near within 300s every run. You know what I'm saying? Back to back to back to back. But I was mentally and physically fit for that. Because I've done it on the regular, I practiced it. But nowadays, a lot of these guys are not hardcore racers neither. They didn't. When I say hardcore, they didn't come through the game. They just some guys that got some money, and they like racing. They bought a car. They don't even understand the basics, the fundamentals of nothing. They learn it as they go. You know?
As they go.
I was taught that through the ranks. I come through the ranks. I started out in a 17-second car, and I haven't hit the number from 17 seconds to 6 seconds, you know, and that's how I learned drag racing. And that's a lot of the stuff that goes on with it, you know.
Hey, Drag, can you hear me?
Yeah,
Hey, Drag,
Gunner, I really appreciate you getting on the show tonight, man. You said a mouthful, man. Man, we need to get a drag book or a grudge racing, you know. You know, I mean, Drag, you've been in the game for a long time, man. I've never seen you made a word called approachable. You made up a word of wanting to race, and I've always respected you for that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was at a race one time, and I need your help. I was like, hey, man, we talked about it. We figured it out. But, you know, a lot of you guys listening to Hearing Drag the first time, from the south to the north, is a very approachable guy. Very approachable guy. And he's not – he don't give you betting money with you. He going to help you.
Well, that's how it should be, you know. Even the day that my car burned to the ground, I was still giving parts away out of my trailer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this should be a family of support in the drag races. And, buddy, I got to be honest with you. That's all I've ever known. Anytime I was at the track and had a problem, it was something that could be bolted on a car. If somebody at the track had it, they shared it, you know.
You had it, right, sir.
Amen to that, Drag.
Other people have helped me and have helped other people. I truly think that's how it should be, you know.
Pay it back. You pay it back.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's got a lot to do with through the years, you know. The way I've carried myself and been, you know, helpful and, you know, friendly with everyone, I'm gonna receive it back, you know, and it's really overwhelming, you know. I never really just looked at it or thought of it that way until this stuff all happened, you know.
Well, Drag, I think Drag, me personally, I think you're a big asset to drag racing personally and for the girls racing, you know. I mean, man, if people don't know who Jarvis is here, you got Drag, you got Skin, you know. You got the older guys from Chicago. You got the older guys from Detroit, you know. And they all know you. They all know you. Everybody's like, man, remember Drag? I'll tell you a story. These are guys, older guys. I'm not this shop one. And they talk about Chappelle from over here in Detroit one day. And they said, yeah, they was at Milan. They said, yeah, it's Drag. Drag told us, well, you know what? I'll meet y'all on tonight. Where y'all want to meet at? And they said, Drag, met you guys somewhere in Detroit. Send your clock, knocked out of every car. And a lot of guys in Detroit, the older guys, say, you know, man, we got respect for Drag, man. Y'all just understand it. Your young cats don't have respect for Drag.
Well, a lot of these young cats, you know, they don't have no respect for no one. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it don't mean that we're going to disrespect them as the older guys in the game. I'm going to respect every man that, you know, I see it. Till they deserve, you know, anything different. But a lot of these guys, you know, they disrespectful, but whatever, you know. Guys like me that's been around a long time probably done got more than a lot of these guys ever know, you know, about drag racing. But they'll find that out, you know, because that money will run out way sooner than that knowledge will come in, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Kev, hold on.
I got to get some more calls in real quick, man, before we run out of time here. 773-8424, your mic is open. Who's this?
Good evening, gentlemen. This is Kid out of Chicago. What's
up,
everybody?
Hey, what's up, Kid?
What's going on, Kid?
Right, oh, nothing much, man. Just sit back chilling. Getting ready for the big race tomorrow.
Hey, Kid.
Yep.
Can you say it one more time, man? You know, I love when you say that no-go money.
Yes, sir. That's what they be betting, that no-go money. Knowing they're supposed to go towards them bills and stuff, and they trying to bet it.
Yeah. That's what competition is, man, because, first of all, you can't concentrate. You know what I'm saying? You got that money on your head, boys. You know, it's all types of things.
Hey, listen. You got that money, you know, you got that wife on your head. Shoot, that's a whole lot.
Yeah,
I got to tell you something. You guys laugh about this, but I got to tell you this story. I'll be real quick with it. We had a guy out here at Go Street Racing with his name is Ryan Thacker. I mean, this was a few years back. And he raced this one car, but there was a guy out here, his name is Donnie, who had
you know, Johnny, this guy had a Vega, he's got a Nova now. But he was driving the car for the dude, and all the money was bet going the other way, betting against my boy Ryan. Well, my boy Ryan ended up winning the race. The dude who owned the car, his wife was just about pulling his hair because he bet the grocery money. And we thought she was going to turn the exorcist. I swear to God, man, we got the money. I told him, let's get out of here, man. Let's just go home. Yeah, but he went to run it back. No, we'll do it another night because she's going to kill him. We need to get out of here.
Yeah, that'll tell you. We used to have a dude, man, rest his soul, named Slim. We call him Slim. And he used to bet with this guy named O.C. that we used to race against all the time when we was young. And every week, Slim, O.C.'s garage was next door to Slim's wife, mother's house. So his wife, which name was Val, Val would be at a mother house on the weekend over there because she enjoyed the racing too. And this back when we was street racing. And Slim would bet against us because O.C. was one of his guys. And boy, we would beat O.C. down there. We down to beat OC every time we run. You know, our win record on OC, if we run 20, we probably done won 18 of 17, 18. And Slim wife tell him every time, don't bet against them boys. Don't bet against Drag them. They gonna beat them. And every time we beat OC, Slim wife would be mad at him and that son of the dog out trying to bring balls and all types of stuff.
I'm surprised she didn't come to your house, Drag, and start telling you, don't be racing him no more. Leave him alone.
She used to always tell us. She always tell them, they say some dummies. I don't know why they keep racing y'all. But we, you know, you got to remember, it was that youth. That's like, you know, kind of like right now. You know, I'm getting to be one of the older guys in the game. And, you know, look at Donye. He's younger. You know what I'm saying? You can't beat that youth, man. You can't keep up with him. You know, not saying that, they can't be beat, but, you know, you got to be dedicated and in the race game as strong as I am to even compete with them type of dudes. But we are on a different – we was on a different level car-wise, you know. But
shoot, can I ask you a question, Drag?
Yeah.
Knowing Donye and knowing you, and you said on the show before, you didn't start with him. You didn't start with a super fast car. I mean, Donye, he first started with a, you know, X amount of car and moved up. This is what I understand with some of these young cats, like you see. They got money and go and buy these fast cars instead of understanding what they own and what they have.
Well, Donye kind of come through the ranks a little bit. I don't think he came through the way I did because I started off at just pretty much the slowest level you can start off. I think Donye used to be around some of the guys, especially Keith and Mike. Now, Keith and Mike, your Keith and Mike, been in the game for a long time. They've been around longer than me. And they know racing just as well as I do. But they would talk well. I mean, Donye would talk well, you know, from them guys. So Donye is not a spring chicken. You know what I'm saying? In the game, he's way away from the guys that I speak about when I say guys have money by cars. You know what I'm saying? He comes through the ranks somewhat. You know, maybe not at the level I started at, but he's paid his dues as well. But you got these guys, Kevin, that, you know, these players out here, that's all I call them, and they, you know, they got this money and they got a bunch of it and they like these fast cars and they what's going on. They like the rivalry. They like all the crap talking. And they, you know, they get into it, you know. And
right.
They buy a car and they go out there. And I mean, my son, my 19-year-old son could drive one of them cars that's going straight. The problem is when the car gets in trouble. You know, when the car gets in trouble, that's when experience and the knowledge come in. You know what I'm saying? So that's when they have a, you know, that's when they have a mess up, you know, and they either wreck the car, flip the car, you know, hurt themselves or whatever the case may be, you know. So I that's what I have to say about that, you know.
Well, you know Drag, sometimes you can work against them, though, too, Drag. You know what I mean? Can't hold on,
huh?
Sometimes Dragon can work against them, too. Because coming up through the ranks, you learn a whole lot. No.
Yeah.
And like you said, anybody could drive a car going straight. But in a situation of your car, in that situation, somebody coming up through the ranks would know to stay calm, unbuckle, get this, get out. Somebody who hasn't may hit the panic button, and you know what I mean?
You said it right. It's a matter of life and death. You know what I'm saying? If Mitch wouldn't have been the caliber driver that he was and non-panicky, he'd have died in that car, man. That car, he would have died in. And then I'm going to tell you something else about having the experience, you know what I'm saying, the early part of the year. As y'all know, that video that Gunna Bix came all the way from Georgia and made of me, I think I told y'all that I was not going to, I was pulling myself out of the car as a driver because if I ever got in trouble in the car, I mean, I might get hurt. And that was a classic example, you know, what happened to the car. If I would have been in it, I wouldn't have been able to get out of it. So you know what the end results would have been, you know. Right. So, I mean, that was a veteran call. That was a veteran call. You know, a lot of guys would have felt like, oh, man, that ain't going to happen. But it can happen, bro.
And you know what? And that's why the other thing is, you know, when I hear people say that, you know, you got so-and-so, or you don't drive your car, you got someone else driving for you. You know, in a horse race, the owners don't ride the horses.
No.
That car, the owners ain't driving the cars. So why should that be a big deal in drag racing or in grudge racing or anything like that?
Let me explain that to you, too, Dale. The majority of the reason why situations like that arise are people that's owners allow people to say something to them and get them to get in there and do something that's probably shouldn't be done is the reason them wanting to have the publicity and the fame. Bro, I'm 20 years past on that. You know what I'm saying? I picked up all the notoriety and the fame and the magazines and all that stuff back in the late 80s. You know what I'm saying? I'm just basically having fun now. You know, I'm not out to get anyone. You know, I want to just go racing and have fun. If I can make a few grudge dollars, I will. If I lose a few dollars grudge racing, that's okay too, because I ain't going to bet all that I got in my pocket. You know, it's not all about working with me. It's all about having fun. You know, I would love to win, but I'm not a throat doctor. I'm not looking down everybody's throat, you know.
And it's a way out of the race, too.
Yeah, yep, yep. And that's, you got, you know, anybody in the Midwest and a lot of guys in the South can tell you, if any race that I went into, you know, I wasn't probably the top dog all the time. You know what I'm saying? But my knowledge and my driving ability took me to the winner's circle.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I say is, if a guy don't sit down and take 5 minutes at a drag strip and talk to drag, you're a dumb son of a bitch. Just take his money. Ask him questions. Man, my car leave me right. You know, and let him watch it. He'll sit there and watch the car. And he will help you. The man ain't been in the game this long for some stupid shit. It was unfortunate what happened to him, and it broke my heart. But the man is very personal. He's very, like he said, anything he got in his camp, he's going to make sure you make that race. My dad taught me that. When I was racing, my dad said, man, we were making days. The guy used to lose his clutch, his drive shaft. Our car was sitting there. It was good. We took it out, and we gave it to him to make that round. We gave it to him to do what he had to do. And I just don't understand these guys nowadays. It's ridiculous. How they fake.
But, you know, I think somebody came on earlier. I didn't hear everything you said, Kevin. I got knocked off the show. But it was somebody had came on earlier, and they talked about how we used to race. I think it may have been
Big Perm.
Big Calic Joe, one of them, was talking about what we used to do when it came down to tire size or car.
That was me, Big Man.
Huh?
I think it was
Sleepy.
That was me talking about that.
Okay, well, Sleepy. Back in when we were racing, man, it didn't matter if you had a doggone 28-inch tall tire, a 32-inch tall. If we thought that we could win, we was running you, you know. And the stipulations have gotten to be out the window, man. It's just gone. All these different stipulations, you got to have this, you got to have that. And if you ain't like me, well, then you need to be going to race where they build identical cars at. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The driver's race. because no two people going to have all the things, you know, unless they are running something that's, you know, equally put together as far as running a class car or something like that. That's not going to happen, but, you know.
And that's the answer to a great question about whether they go and race together. They stop crying about what they got on each other's cars and going to get to the line, and a better grand racing right there by itself.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
just
so y'all
run.
I remember, too. The grudge racing and what Grudge Inc. and Gun and Fix and all of them has brought to the forefront is a bunch of street racers that's doing their street racing at the track. That's all it is,
right,
man. It's a bunch of brothers and people, you know what I'm saying, that's the stuff that they did on the streets, we now do it at the track, which, thank
right.
God, that's in the safe way. You can take the doggone I want to put this and word it correctly so I can be politically correct here. I'm trying to think. Well, I'll just say it like this. You can take all the street people off the streets and put them in the track, but you can't take the street out of the people. You understand what I'm saying? So they're still the same street people that were street racing. They just racing at the track. So all the crap talking and, the bickering back and forth and the spots and all that stuff still goes on.
Right.
You're right. You're 100% right, Greg. You're 100%.
Hey, Greg, I know you and the kids and the kids will never be another U.S. 30.
Say that again. I heard the part you said about U.S. 30. You kind of not too clear there, Shay.
Man, Greg, I said there'll never be another U.S. 30. I remember back in the day, man, when we were both younger and you was racing, whooping
you know
all the guys that they didn't expect for you to whoop. It wasn't none of that tiger side kid and worried about what kind of motor you got. You pick your man and get your man. That's how it was back in the day. If they could get Greg racing back to that point, then there'd be a lot more Greg racing and a lot more steps.
Well, sleeping.
Yeah,
this is the 2000 shit, man.
It'll never
yeah.
be right. This is exactly, kid. This is the new era. And we
yeah.
are old guys, you know, in the new era. So basically, we out of place a little bit. You know what
right.
I'm saying? This is how they do things
yeah.
in the 2000s and up. Exactly. So the thing that I can remember racing Punk Kid and them one night, they had a Nova with a big block and no nitrous. I don't think they had like a 555, 565 and a big block and a stick shift. Full chassis Nova, and I had a Monza. And at the time, I probably, how old was a kid, 20, 21 years old, if I was
yeah,
that.
Yeah, something like that.
I had a Monza. I had a Monza with nitrous on it. And actually, that's when that Ice Monster nitrous system came out. I don't know if anybody remember that Ice Monster, but it was supposed to have been a bad summer gun. And I only had like a little 427 in my car, but it was a full chassis car. And I run Kid and them, and they had a car that can run. At the time, Kid and them car could run 940s in a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking y'all back 80. This had to have been 1980, what, 1 or 2? That was before U.S. 30 closed, right, Kid?
Yeah.
So
yep.
It
yep.
was 81 or 82. And that Monza, when I left that starting line with that Monza, turned that nitrous on, partner, I couldn't see nothing but stars. And I drove that son of a gun down that racetrack. I beat Kid and them, too. And I went 906 or 907.
Right.
Like 150 mile an hour back then. And Kid and them had a four-speed car. I think Austin went in the grass or something when he left the line or something.
Right. And I'm still going to kick you in your ass whenever I get a chance.
hey, that was a race. That, you want to talk about a crowd, because this race was so highly publicized. Man, that track was full from one side of the gate to the other side of the gate, man. People was waiting to see that run. And I still got pictures of the old Monza that I had. It was a brown Monza. I bought it out from a super gas dude out of Indianapolis. Well, he was out of Ohio, but I bought it at Indy at one of the Nationals. I bought the car at the track right after he got through racing it. And all we did was took it off with nitrous on it.
Oh, yeah, Junior Griffin in town, too, Drag.
Oh, he is. Is he coming to the race tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure he is.
What time the gates open?
I think they open about 11 o'clock.
All right, I'm going to go to church in the morning when I get out of church.
Yeah.
But I'll be out of church by 9:30, 10. I'm going to be headed their way.
Right.
I got Leon got my golf cart on his duly because I was going to go pick it up today, so I ain't got to do no whole lot of walking.
And Nuck and Jerry, they're in the same spot.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And
I'll talk
and
to you more about it tomorrow.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So they can holler at each other. Yeah, Tayo, so that's about it. And Tayo, when you seen us, when we come to California and we was running pro stock back then, man, we were some young boys. We wasn't more than 22 years old now. 22 years old.
Yeah, you know, Drake, you and I, we're only a couple years apart. You know,
right.
And so it's like, it's just, I've never, I it just, like, that's why it's so hard for me to, like I said, I never walk around and say, oh, shit, I got to race this guy. I didn't care who's in the other lane. And my thought was that you got to catch me. I'm the motherfucking big dog here. Catch me if you can. You know, and I didn't win every race. But you know what? I wasn't afraid to line up with somebody. But you know what? What's that saying? You talk the talk, now you got to walk the walk. And sometimes it sounds like some people just don't want to walk. Go ahead, Drag.
No, go ahead. Finish up what you were saying, and I'll comment on it.
It seems like they're trying to do things now to where they can sit themselves out of the race. To get someone to say, no, I ain't doing that.
Another thing, too, Teo, and it can attest to that. He just spoke a name that just has as much as notoriety as my name is, a Junior Griffin. You know, Junior didn't really get known as well until he started running Muscle Car and everybody started knowing him. But Junior's been around all the time. He was just like behind the scenes. I got the notoriety because I was the driver of his car. But Junior's been in the game just as long as I have. If you take guys like myself and Junior and the rest of us all together, we might run a $6,000 or $7,000 race back in the day, but only $400 or $500 was my money, Teo. You know what I'm saying? And Junior Man had $800 or $1,000, and the rest of us, we would put all that money together to come up with a pot to be $6,000 or $7,000. We wasn't trying to bet $6,000 out of our pocket. You understand? And that's what messes with the racer. Guys is worried about losing. You know what I'm saying? They can't stand to lose. And then they can't stand to be, you know, talked about after they lose and things like that. So I agree with some of the stuff that they were saying earlier.
Yeah, and that's just, you know, and that's all the stiffing. It's, you know, at a certain point, it just, I would just love, I mean, I don't know if I would get the cars when I do the race out here, but my shootout, like I said, there's going to be some rules as far as, you know, I want to keep it an even playing field, you know, but I'm not going to make the shootout a 20-inch tire shootout or a 29. It's going to be a shootout. It'll be, you know, there won't be no chassis cars in it. I don't want to make it, you know, I don't want to make it that crazy, but I want people to know they can come in if they're on a 20, or if they're on a 20, you know, if they think they can get their car to run on a 26, or, you know, they want to come in on 31. What I want is I want as many cars as I can get into that shootout and find out who the bad dog in the house is. That's what I want to know. Who's got the fastest car? That's the bragging, right?
Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. It's kind of like the G-Body shootout, this stuff. You know what I'm saying? We both know who are the two toughest guys with G-Body cars right now. And, you know, It's Cole Kill and Donye. You know, they're the two baddest on the gun with a G-Body car. Now, there's a couple more names, you know, that's getting ready, and they're going to be a force to compete with. Is, you know, Mississippi Joe and Travis and them. They almost got the Gangsta Boo back ready. And there's a couple more G-Body cars out there. I don't know them cat's name, but they're pretty fast cars. So, but Donye, right now, Donye and Cold Killer is the top two G-Body cars. You know, so if you have a G-Body shootout, you know, and if you're worried about Donye or Cold Killer being there, well, then you need not to apply, you know?
Right.
I agree. I agree, Strike.
Hey, and you know, Jack, I don't know if you were listening when I said this, but I actually got to see the video of the race, and you called that race perfect, man, because that race was starting right on the line, because that
because
nobody was pulling away from anybody, it was just the reacting from when he left, and it just seemed like it stayed right there all the way down.
What I seen in the video, Teo, was what exactly I predicted to happen.
Yep.
I told you
yep.
it was going to be whoever ran our first race. And from what I
yep.
can see in the video, it looks like Cold Killer moved first. And Donye clicked his car early. So Donye clicked his car early right before he went through the lights, and he still did not get gapped.
Exactly.
Two cars were side by side, basically. Maybe Cold Killer had them, you know, fender half a car, whatever that may be. But if you look at that video real close, you can look and see that the candles went out on Donye's car before his board flashed on.
Right. Right.
But like I said, then and again, that's a veteran car. You know what I'm saying? I see
these
cars and I watch them run. I've seen Donye's car run. I've seen Cold Killer car run. You know what I'm saying? They pretty much equally matched.
Yeah, and you know, it's like that race. You know, I know we had people that was calling us. You know, we got to hear it live last week.
Uh-huh.
We heard the race live, but that race, mm-hmm. watching the video, was a lot closer than what you know the reports we got live. Because they said half car, I was looking more of a fender until Donye, that was a great race. And you know what? No matter who lost, and in this case it was Donye, then I'd still be sticking my chest out.
Well, Donye don't have nothing to hold his head down about. You know
what
I'm saying? He's accomplished a lot in the grudge game. He's accomplished a lot. And if he continue with the momentum that he's going with, he's going to be well-recognized, you know, from years to come, you know, later on even after he quit racing because he's doing a hell of a job. He got a great team behind him, too. So we always holler Donye, or we holler Cold Killer. But it ain't just them two. It's their teams as well, you know. With Donye, he's got all the guys I named earlier, Chris and Mike, he's got Mike and Keith and the other kids, you know what I'm saying? Them guys, they stick together, man, and they support him and they work on their car. And then on the other hand, you've got Type Man and you've got Chris Student, you know, and all them other guys that's helping Cold Killer, man. So it ain't just them. It's the team effort that's what got that car, those cars, are running as great as they are, you know.
So that race was a real good race, and it was at a flip of a switch, man, a blink of an eye, that race goes the other way. You know what I mean? It seemed like it was that close.
Even Type Man spoke about it. Said, "Yeah, it was a close one, man. You know, we could have lost that race. They recognize,
right?
You know, they come out victorious, but it wasn't no cakewalk. But in the end, they don't ask you how you won. They ask you, did you win? You know, so,
right.
I mean,
right.
That's a winner.
That's right. That's how they do it. You win or lose." But
that's
no,
right.
Man, I would have got out of that car still with my chest sticking out, like, yeah. Knowing, thinking of me, if this was me getting out, if I was driving Donye's car and I left that, knowing, you know what, man, he may have won the battle tonight, but he's definitely not going to win the war because I'm going to get this car again. That's my mentality.
Yeah, well, I think that that race should be brought to the South now. You know, it was there in the Midwest where everybody could see it. Now it needs to go to the South where all of the Coke Killer supporters and guys of where he's from could get a chance to see it, you know, up and close. Donye is definitely by far carrying Chicago, you know what I'm saying, and making us look good. But there's a lot of other guys too as well. You know, they're just not out there like Donye. You know, it's a lot of guys got a lot of fast stuff going up here, man.
Well, you know, Drag. Now I'm not. I'm not a very controversial guy. I'm not a guy who speaks my mind. I'm just throwing this out there. Do you think that maybe, September 22nd would be a good time for these guys to hit that race back down south?
No. Well, you know, I would like to see it happen there, just because of all the household guys that's going to be there. You know, and then the crowd that it would draw and all that carries a load as well. But wherever they have it at, you know, it's going to be a barn burner. I'm going to try my best to be there. I would have been there last week, but as everybody knows, I had, I got diagnosed with diabetes. So last week I was still learning how to, manage my health and stuff like that. But I'm much better this week. But that's why I did not show up at Tony's race, because I just didn't have the diabetes stuff down pat yet.
Yeah.
Well, Trey, man, we really hope, what? Man, that everything will run in the diabetes season. I'm working with it too right now. Well, it ain't going to beat me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to let it beat me. I'm just trying to get all back almost so basically down.
Oh. Yeah, I guess DJ didn't make it in, man. I was wondering if DJ would be calling in or not.
Oh, DJ Grant?
Yeah.
You got his number?
I can't call out now.
Unless someone gets on Walmart. He's trying to catch Walmart.
Hey, you guys are evil, man.
He needed some Jerry Curl juice.
Oh, my Lord. Man. No, you know, I'll tell you, Drag, I don't know how long that you were on the show, but I have some different views on how I would want my race to go. I don't know if that would scare people off or not wanting to go or not changing a format on how we do things. Dang, I'm getting all kinds of background. Kim, is that you?
No, not me.
Yeah, I mute my damn mic. My mic better not be muted, goddammit.
No, your mic's not muted. It's like you, I think you have an override at your house. Every time I try to do it, it just won't do it.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
No, but you know, Jack, I'm just thinking just to get more racing in. You know, these guys people are coming to watch, you know, the grudge racing and stuff like that, instead of it turning out to be a test and tune day. Is only getting a couple races done outside of the shootouts.
Well, see, a big problem that you guys might have, well, you won't have really, that we have an issue with, you know, here in Chicago, we race early. You know, we start racing in the morning time. And in the South, they can't do that, and you guys can't do it as well because it's so hot in the daytime. So you guys basically have to start racing, opening the tracks up at 2 or 3 o'clock, and y'all race through the night. We can't do that because most times, if it's not summertime, let's say like a night like tonight, you know, it's kind of cool at night. It was mid-80s today, and then at night it get down in the 50s. Well, see, dudes start coming in on the track. at nighttime around here. So you can't really do no serious racing. But I got a buddy called me last night, and he was in Vegas racing last night, and he called me for some tips on his car. He called me at 12 o'clock midnight. They would just start really getting it in good at 12 o'clock midnight last night. At the track.
Yeah. I was supposed to be there this weekend.
Yeah. What race did they have? I didn't even know that they had anything.
It's the NMCA race out there.
Yeah, well, I got a buddy that's there right now, and he called me at midnight last night because he was having some issues with his car.
I'm surprised he didn't call you tonight because it rained.
Well, he said he was going to run today. He may have gotten knocked out, you know, and headed home.
What class was he running?
I think he was running the bracket program.
Oh, okay, the pro. They got the pro and the super pro.
Yeah, he's a super pro.
And I think
they
have a sportsman. I was watching it on the internet earlier today. It started 87 degrees out there, and it started raining. That's crazy. When I go out there, it was 113 degrees at 2 o'clock at night when we were racing.
You ain't kidding, bro, because I tested it. I remember the one time that I was in Vegas. Well, I've been there twice, but the one time I was there, I went to sell a car and pick up one. It was 113 at 107 in the morning.
Yeah.
But it was not hot. It wasn't sticky hot. It was just, you know, it was just hot.
It was like being in a sauna. Just a heat.
Yep, it was a heat. It was a heat.
But, yeah, I know they right before the show, and I checked out the track. They just got done drying it up. So I'm sure they got.
Well, they shouldn't have to do too much drying. All they got to do is run their fan across that some gun and one some. Well, you said it was 80 some the other day, so that was like pretty cool for them.
Yeah. So that rain came in, and you know, and they get that quick rain, man, where it'll just dump for about a minute, real hard, and then all of a sudden it stops, and then now you got that sticky heat, and that either that smelly rain. It's a mess. But I'll be at Bakersfield next week.
Bakersfield.
Yeah.
California. What they got, the reunion?
Mm-hmm. No, they got a West Coast hot rod race up there.
I would like to go to that. I wish one of these days I'd be able to make it to one of those.
The West Coast hot rod's nice. Actually, the guy who runs it, he was on our show. He came on our show once, and we're talking about that. He actually goes. I think his name is Tim Rigby, and I think Tim will be down in Georgia next weekend or 2 weeks.
Okay. He's coming to Valdosta then.
Yeah. Well, what I've been telling everybody out here, Jack, because there's like about nine, ten cars from California going down there. And I'm telling them to go to Montgomery after.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like that's what everybody's doing. And let them know that's on their way home. It's not like they're going further away from home.
Right.
That'll be
yeah,
in their
no,
travel coming
yeah.
back home.
Yeah, I explained it all to them. You know, Chad even talked to them because Chad mentioned something about having cravings for pancakes, so he's got to get back out there.
We got to give him some pancakes.
Yeah, he's got a cravings for some pancakes, man. I was out in the shop the other day. Man, I got to give you some pancakes out there. Slow your roll now, Turbo. He's talking about him and another friend of ours with his Mustang. He's got a turbo Mustang. He wants to come out. And I don't know if anybody here. My buddy Artist Houston. He's got a Nova. Will somebody watch the TV? Because I'm getting feedback, man.
Yeah, I can hear something too. I can hear something. They might need to just mute their mics.
So, yeah, artists just going. Actually, artists qualified qualified number one in Vegas this weekend.
Oh, okay. What class you run?
He runs a 275 drag radio class.
Okay.
And he's gonna be out in Georgia. And he's gonna be there. I'm trying to figure out what he did in Vegas. Because once I jumped on the show, I couldn't figure out what was happening out there.
Well, you can let them guys know it's going to be drag radio action at the race there, too. You know, Whitney runs, they call them drag radios. There's quite a few guys that run drag radio, so they won't be the only duck in the pond.
Oh, yeah. No, he's been out there a few times, man. He likes it out there.
Yeah.
So they're getting a few guys to go. My buddy, are you going to be down there?
Yeah. No, I won't be at I won't make it to South Georgia Motorsports because I won't be at the star leaving home till Friday night.
My buddy Freddie, who helped me out get my car straight the other day, he'll be out there. He's got a 8.5 car.
Okay.
And he's got a. I gotta find that noise. It's killing me now.
Probably Kevin fell asleep.
Wasn't me.
I'm on mute, so it's not me.
Hey, Kev. Kev, you got anybody on your phone? Anybody listening on your phone?
No. Hey, what you got to do is click them all off. Click them all off and then just start clicking them back on.
I'm going to mute my mic.
Oh, there it was right there. I think I just got it. Okay. So
I still hear it.
Hey, Slouch, Gunner said open his mic.
What?
Gunner's still on the line?
Yeah, he said open his mic.
Gunner's on the line?
That's what he's saying.
Gunner's not. On whose line? Gunner ain't here. He's not on my line. But he likes that race out there. He likes that race a lot out there. Artist Houston, he does pretty well.
I heard
out there
track
too.
That track is bad to the bone.
Yeah. I know they used to anyway. Nate and Adam Pritchett used to go out to that race too.
Uh-huh.
They might be down there. Hustling, bustling. I don't know if they'll bring their car or not, but
yeah.
I don't even know if that car's running. But yeah, my buddy Freddie, if anybody's going down to me, boy, he's got a beautiful car, mate. He built the whole car himself. He runs it on an 8.5 slick.
And 8.5.
Just what a beautiful car. He did such a great job on this car.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I was in a wind tunnel with a buddy of mine, and he had a Mustang, and the Mustang had the cow hood on, and he's checking, you know, they're checking the wind and the flow and everything like that, and I told we were watching how it flows over the hood and then over the roof and the whole nine yards. Well, what happened was when they blew the wind, I think it was at 127 mile an hour. The front of his scoop, it started pushing in, and then what it did was it started, instead of deflecting it to the glass, it started shooting it up, so it was going up and over the car, and then it wouldn't come down the back. It stayed up high instead of hugging the car, like, and then hitting the spoiler.
Right.
And it was going off that way, and we were watching them, and then they cranked it up more, and the more wind that cow started pushing in that one spot. It was a 4-inch cow. And so I'm just thinking, wow. Everybody, I'm thinking now, everybody who's got these cow hoods are having this issue with the air feeding off the car, instead of the car looking like it's slipstream going down the track. It really isn't. So you remember the old Mopar hood called the grabber?
With the opening in the front?
Yeah, when they had the lever and it opened up that scoop, opened up right in the front.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Used to be on the Super Bees, the Roadrunner.
Yeah. We made a plexiglass one, bended it, molded it, and cut out on the cowl, and then put that scoop there. So you made it.
Uh-huh.
You made that scoop clear.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in the wind tunnel, and what they did was they put it in the wind tunnel, and they just boxed they put something over the, so no air was going down the carbs, so they just put like a cardboard in there, and when that wind hit that hood, it went straight into that scoop, and I'm thinking, this is going to make power, and sure as shit, man, he didn't run it for a little while, and then somebody else actually put it on their car and started running, and it seems like it's like the craze now out here on these cars.
Oh, yeah.
These cow hoods.
If it helps, just speed them up, everybody's going to start doing it.
Yeah.
That's a copycat syndrome.
Well, whatever works.
Yeah.
Whatever works. And it was, and the thing is a guy out here, Cedric, Cedric's last name, comes out in the class at the beginning of the season, and he's, you know, and this was last year, still learning. I was helping him out, and I didn't know too much about that 8 mile, 8.5 inch class, nitrous, and... But I was just helping him out in the water box. And, you know, he had people out there also helping him out. First year racing in this class. And this son of a gun goes and wins the championship.
Wow.
He was the one who had the scoop on his car, not knowing what he was doing. I said, hey, put this on your car, man, and it'll work.
Yeah.
And now it's like the fad.
Yeah,
it's the end thing. Like you said, monkey see, monkey do, man.
Mhm. Yeah, but if it works, it's like kind of like them plastic, the way that they do the cows now, in front of the cows, they cut them out so they can force the air in.
Yep. And, I personally, I'm not a fan of those cows. Only because unless it's one that's, you know, a working cow that you actually, but the taller you go, the worse it makes for the aerodynamics, because it doesn't go to the glass and suck through the bottom now. And
yeah.
Now you just killed your whole purpose.
Well, most of the guys put them on for clearance or looks. You know, they ain't even got performance in mind.
Yeah, see, I want to win races.
Right. So the best way to do that is to force the air down the carburetor with a hood scoop and seal it off. Guaranteed to, you know, get there.
Yeah, I just want to. I'm on my hood scoop. I'm having issues with it because even though I have it Zeus fit, it still wants to pull up. So I'm gonna have to put a couple holes in the back of my scoop to let that air come out.
What kind of scoop you got on it?
It's that the Aero scoop.
Is it the one with the D mouth on it, or kind of like a triangle?
No, it's like the old Pro Style, not the square. No. It's the one that's the D one. It looks like a D.
Uh huh.
Opening on it.
Is it? Oh, the older style, like the '80s, like used to be on the '80s Pro Stocks.
Not the square one. Not that square one. Well, that would be the '70s.
I know which one
you're
talking
about. Like the ones on the '80s. Yeah. Kind of like the '80s.
Yeah, okay. Do you have it sealed off?
I did, but it wasn't helping.
You didn't have it sealed off correctly, Taylor. When you know,
okay.
When you send that stuff like the Jerry Haas and Rick Jones and them, man, it's not like putting a flat piece on there and putting a scoop on top of that. It has a ramp in there. And that ramp is purposely to get the wind to go when it hits the ramp, it builds a turbulence inside the hood scoop, and it goes to the back of the scoop and then it feeds down to the carburetors, and it's a trick in that, you know. None of the guys will tell you if you ask them, but you know that is the reason why. So if you go head on and build your tray with a ramp in it, you know. I would have to take, well, I can't even get dimensions off of mine no more, but I'd have to take you, get you the dimensions and everything, how it's done, and it matters. It makes a big difference. Seal it off. Even with my car, around the dominators, it had like a rubber seal, like a weather stripper seal around the circle part of the carburetor. And then when the hood scoop was totally attached, it applied, you know, pressure on the seal around the carburetors to where was no air getting past it. None.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, when I put that when I had the hood done and the guy made the bottom part for the tray. It fit up there good, the foam. But you know what? Now that I think about it, I think it might be behind the carburetor, the foam. I don't know if that's sealing or not. You know, I'm gonna check that in the morning. Now that you said that, I'm gonna check that now.
I'm gonna tell you another thing too. Is, you know, Steve Chip, once you seal it off totally, you know you're gonna have to make a jet change, right? Because you force more air. A jet change.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you got to go up on the jets about four numbers, you know, at least four numbers. When you seal a carburetor off, you got to go up four numbers, because now you be pushing more air in the carburetor. I mean, in the engine.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta Because I actually, it's funny that you say that, because when I run the hood on there, I don't know who that is.
DET01. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later. DET01. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know who that was.
Okay. Now, what were you saying, Arteo?
I actually had to, because the last time I was out with the hood on the car, I did have to go up with the jet. I went up. I did go up for. In fact, I did go up. I was at 92. I had to go up to 96.
Yeah. You start out at four numbers, and then you know you can play depending on the weather conditions. You know you can play with the time a little bit too when you force a little bit more air in it. You know, put more jet in it. There's a couple of things you can do to speed it up.
Yeah, I just
you know something that's guaranteed surefire work, Theo. I don't know if you remember they used to have what they call a formula scoop, and they mainly ran them on racing boats. It's like a tall scoop. Man, that is a working son of a gun, boy. I tell you, that thing works. It boats straight to. It looks like a little. It actually looks like a duck, you know?
Yeah.
And you bolt that son of a gun to the carburetor where it forced down, just take the hood off the car and bolt that on the guaranteed attempt immediately.
Wow. That's the ones like they used to have them on the dragsters too, the cop dragsters.
Yes,
yes. Like that. Yeah. Yes.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. Wow. If you can find one of those and build a tray, just take the hood off your car and mount that to the hood. I'm talking about it's going to give you a tenth without even making a jet chain. And then you can probably get about 1,500s out of it with the correct, you know, put the proper jet and stuff in it.
Wow.
We used to have a car that we ran, small block car, that we used to run it with a cowl hood on. It only had a 2-inch cowl on it. And the reason that it had a 2-inch cowl on it because it was a sleeper. We didn't want everybody to know the car was really a fast car. But
right. When
we got ready to race for money, we would take the hood off and bolt that formula hood scoop on it and jet it. That thing would fly.
Wow. Yeah, I'm gonna check that thing out in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
going
to do that.
I'm probably going to get off of here, but give us a call. We can tell you what's going on. I'll probably make it over to Leroy by noon or 1 o'clock. They probably just getting going by then.
Good deal.
Well,
yeah, I only got a few minutes left. I only got about a minute left before this show hangs up, so.
Okay, well, everybody that's listening is still on, man. Y'all take it easy. And for those that's going over the Leroy race, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Same here.
Okay, y'all take it easy.
Later.
Hey, real quick, I want to thank everybody calling in, man. Kev, Drag, Sleepy, Tyson, Gunner calling in, Cadillac, Joe, Kid, man. Always a pleasure to hear from you guys. And this show's probably going to be clicking down right now, so we'll catch up with you guys on the next show. All right, y'all take it easy.